Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. Watching Bruce Almighty clips. Oh, jeez. Oh, dear God. I'm sorry. Are we doing the obvious? This question comes in from Chips and Salsa. Just as I'm doing the intros, remember, we do not do this when we start the show. We do not do this. Do we do this, Brenda?
No, we do
no,
not.
No, we will not be talking about blue-fitted boobies on the show tonight. That's right. You're listening to Soul Stream. We are having a fun night. I think, are we past Mercury retrograde?
Yes, we are.
Well, obviously it didn't. Oh, yeah. It would be helpful. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're back.
I'm back.
You have a voice.
Wow.
Brenda is here with us tonight. And we have a warm studio. It is freezing cold out here in Northern California. Hopefully you guys can hear us. Say yes, somebody. Can we? Are we coming in out there?
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Woo-hoo. Star, what, Kathy, it's a wonderful show. Yes, thank you. We've always known you liked our show. No Merc retrograde. There he is. That's right. We're out of Merc retrograde, except here in the studio. Except here in the studio. We're listening to actually, we've got the clip from Bruce Almighty. We were just sitting here listening to this part where I think we can play this. Let me give it a shot. Here we go. Anyway, we are going to be doing some EVP tonight. You set the mood so you get the show going the way it should. And then, then you can settle down and get, normal, which is not possible on our show.
what's normal?
I don't know anymore.
I don't either.
Anyway, we have been off the air for a while, so it's good to see a full I was not expecting so many people to be back, and so thank you to everybody who's here. I'm just going to read off real quick who we've got. We're a little out of practice with the studio, even. They have the giggles. That's right. We got giggles. Hey, laddie. We got giggles.
Yes.
I sound like Paul Montador. I got giggles. Hey. Anyway, he's not listening that way. That's why I got away with that.
Oh.
I know that will get out to him, though. Paul, I'm Scottish like you. Okay, so we've got Bob H. We've got Brightfoot. We've got Carrie in South Africa. Hello, Carrie. I don't see you dialed in, but if you do dial in, we'll pop you on there. Kathy's Distant Echoes, my dear friend Kathy out there in the eastern United States. Chips and Salsa, who pops on and asks questions as we are just starting to answer the big question of why are we here? Why are you here? Why are we all here? I don't know, but it's a spiritual thing. Let's see. We've got Curious Listener. Hello, my sweet Chris. We love you. We've got Elmer. We've got Giraffe Angel. And she rises above the rest, above the canopy. She can eat all the really nice little shoots that are up there. We've got guest 11703 here from France. Good to see you. Infinity Pathways. The infinite pathway, not to be confused with the limited pathway. And we've got JB34. We've got Kay Gallagher, talented psychic friend out there. Lovely girl. A lovely girl is with us. We've got lovely women with us. And another lovely girl. Nancy Mom, my dear, dear friend out there.
Hello, Nancy.
In the Bay Area of these United States. She sits on an earthquake fault and walks around going, when? Just... put everything on rollers there, Nancy. You're going to be cool. Oberg all over. Good to see you.
That's actually a friend of mine. That's my friend Eric.
We actually is that like a German name?
Oberg, I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, because we knew a Dr. Oberth that I worked with. Actually, my father worked with way back in the early days of the space program. Dr. Oberth, a German man, very precise. Yes. And kind of crazy. That's why they put them way out in the on the line, way far away from everybody else. Or where if they blew up, that was their problem.
Yes.
Let's see. Satori Levin's with us. We've got Simon Swain. Simon says. We got Stardove. We got Tim Zuhl, who got great EVPs tonight. Maybe he'll dial in and talk about it.
That would be awesome.
With his awesome catch. And we'll be also saying hello to Triscuit. Triscuits are good to eat, don't you think? We should get Triscuits.
Triscuits.
Let's just put the show on hold. I'm going to go get Triscuits at the market.
I'm going to go get Triscuits.
That's it. Yowzer, and God knows who else is listening to us, but we know you're out there. We know you're lurking. That's right. So we're going to go ahead and talk about the show tonight. I'm getting rid of Bruce Almighty. I'll be too tempted to get weird tonight. So it's good
you
to be
get
back.
Weird, never.
That never happens.
Right.
Yes. We love you. Yes. Why have we been away? Well, some minorly serious stuff. Although we're going to stay kind of away from that, but a lot of things going on here at the ranch. Partly. Craziness with a windstorm, which knocked the holy hell out of a lot of the trees that we had already trimmed. And so I was dragging things around and getting that cleaned up. Deer were getting in at the upper part of the property. We put a new strand of barbed wire up, and I was cutting things out. Knocked my back out earlier in the week. So Monday, Tuesday, I was laying around going, oh! Kidney pain pills. So we did that, and but I'm back on my feet. And my father has been going through some tough times, so we've been getting that situation dealt with. He seems to be better today.
Good.
It's a day by day thing with him. He has lung troubles, and so we're increasing. You know, they took him in, and it turns out we have to increase his oxygen levels. And so that was going on. So a lot of things on my plate, and I just had to put the show aside and say, I can't do this, man. I can't do it, man. So I'm back. And it's cool to be here.
And I've kind of been off Facebook a little bit because I've been dealing with my own personal things as well. But I promise you guys, I see your posts and your messages, and I'll be back on there here pretty soon.
Everybody say we love Brenda. Everybody say we love Brenda. We love Brenda, man.
I love you guys, too.
That's right. No talking about boobies. That's it. No boobies.
Unless it's the blue-footed boobie. That you can
boobies.
Talk about.
That's right. We were watching a scene from Liar Liar with anyway, we were laughing about it. That's what got this whole thing started, and we were just commenting about how men see things and how women see things, correct?
Correct.
That's it.
Yes.
So we've got that all worked out now.
Yeah.
Thank God I finally, at age 52, I understand these things now.
Do you?
Thank you. Leslie's here, I think. Leslie? Is Leslie here?
Oh, hello, Leslie.
Is she here? Yep, I see Leslie. Hello, my sweet. Good to see you. She's gonna actually get to ride in the Mustang.
Oh, really?
Yes, she wanted to ride in the Mustang.
Wow.
And I'm naming my next truck after Leslie. So I'm buying a truck, and I'm getting a Ranger.
You are?
Yeah, I've decided I'm going to get rid of the green machine and get a little one. Leslie is John, Brenda, excited. Yes, we're excited too. Woo-hoo. Okay, so what are we going to do tonight? It's 9:38 Pacific time. We've got plenty of time left to do amazing things. We're going to do some readings tonight, but it'll be kind of a different thing. We've got the ovulus. Now, I'm going to tell you, we were out of studio for quite a while, and I forgot how everything worked. So we were in here going, I don't know what that does. And I was finding out some new things that when we plug the ovulus in, it causes troubles with our mics. So I'm going to be off on the 22nd, actually the 21st, everybody will be gone at work. It'll be a ghost town. So for that week, I'm going to be ripping the studio to pieces and rewiring it again because we've made equipment changes. And I'll find this problem that's happening with the ovulus on our soundboard. But we will do ovulus tonight. I have a workaround, so we can do ovulus work tonight. So if you want to call in and do anything with that, we'll also be doing on-air telephone bridge with the other side. And part of why we get into these kind of silly moves, actually there's a serious purpose for this. We find that we get better results when we put a lighthearted energy in the studio. So we talk about crazy stuff. We play comedic things. We talk about words that are risque. Oh, God, yes. And then we get, you know, we start getting things going, and it gives some energy to the other side. But then what we do is we tone it down a little bit and, you know, get serious and get into the whole game of, you know, dealing with the other side and bringing them through to help you guys. And so we're going to bring it down a notch and be serious now, yes.
Really?
Are you serious? Yes, yes,
are you capable of being serious?
Ever. Anyway, but we'll have a good time with this. And so I do see a caller out there. We've got a 478. We will talk a little bit about, before we jump into that, I want to see maybe another caller come in, and then we'll then we'll do some things. But we were doing some other work today. Before we get into that, the whole thing was doing actual calls and stuff. We were analyzing evidence from a case we did in Stockton, California in September. And as you know, I mean, I've explained many times, we've had this whole thing going on with Dad the whole year, so it's really kind of put a crimp in GRI's style of being able to go out and investigate as much as we want. So I've got two cases for the year and, you know, in the books. And as soon as we finished the September case, we were basically unable to even analyze evidence. I had to pour everything into the house and family matters. But I'm now at a point, and I see the new caller, gotcha. But we were able to pour some time in here, and I'm seeing more callers. Cool. And thank you, Blog Talk, for making the letters bigger, because my 52-year-old eyes could read this even without glasses. That's great. what we did was we started running evidence analysis, and we had investigated an old soup factory in Stockton, California. It's about an hour from here, near Sacramento, Schickel Springs. And we really didn't, you know, I mean, you were there with me, and we had a fairly large team. We had about 8 or 9 people.
Yeah, we did.
And including the person who had us in, and he was an audio expert, so he actually strung microphones all over back to his sound studio because he did music recording in this place. Yeah, ghost soup, I like that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I see you, 617. I know who you are now. We have you figured out there, Chris. We know that. anyway, but what it ended up happening was we did this investigation, and you and I both were picking up things, but it was really lightweight. We thought.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And we weren't on our A game that night. Where were you?
Very, very strange energy.
It was a very strange, and it was in a very bad part of town. And that might have affected our ability to, because we kept wondering, is our car going to be torched by the time we get out? Will we be able to get out of Stockton in one piece? But it turned out it was really, it was really cool. We got, you know, and did the investigation, but, you know, we sat on that evidence a long time and started here in the last few days analyzing it. And I'm only 10 minutes in on the second recording set that, you know, and you've done about 10 minutes worth.
Yeah.
And we're already hearing lots and lots of EVPs. And this place had been, there have been a lot of dark things happen in this Campbell Soup Factory. I mean, there had been people have died in there, you know, industrial accidents. There's been some crime. There's even before the place was built, there had been the Chinese influence from the Central Valley. We ran into Chinese influences in this area when we do paranormal investigation, an awful lot of it, you know, and so you've probably heard us talk about some of it, like our Truckee investigations near Placerville. There's a lot of Chinese influence, and we do get we actually get Mandarin EVPs. So I'll say, you know, I know a few little words, you know, in Mandarin, like ni hao ma, you know, is how are you, you know, and shu, you know, and words like that, and xie xie, Satori. Oh, so Satori is there. Okay, I see you, 518. All right, we'll bring you in. So I will, I'll take note of that. But, you know, where we're at on this is we did get some stuff that was pretty interesting, and we're going to play just a few EVPs for you guys from this case. Now, this is the spirit laugh. We caught, one of us was kind of making a not crude comment, but risque.
Which is normal
on our investigation. Yeah. And we got this laugh, and I'm going to play it several times, and we'll see what you guys think here. Here we go. This is Spirit Laugh.
Okay. Sorry, it's starting to really piss me off.
And you hear it at the end. It's the part where, you know, I think it's my cousin Will saying it's something really pisses him off. And then at the very end, you hear,
I know, that's
starting to really piss me off.
Right there. So we think that's definitely a spirit responding. Here's another one, still here. And we were all sitting. It was, Brenda, you weren't on this one. It was, we were the first, it was the team that I first joined, because I'd been through the, I stayed in the control room the first time out.
Yeah.
On the second rollout, someone else took the helm, and then I went out with Will, and I think it was me, and it was Will, me, and I can't remember that gal's name that was with us. She was blonde. I remember that. I remember she was blonde. but she was with us, so there were three of us, but still here. Here we go.
Activity down below. We're not too far from there.
And let me raise that way up, because it's hard to hear.
Activity down below. We're not too far from there.
Right at the very end, you can hear it, and what it is it's a woman's voice saying, "I'm still here." And one of the things, I mean, Brenda, you sensed it right off the bat when we went in there, which was the woman on the balcony.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go ahead and describe kind of what you saw.
I could feel the presence of a woman up on the balcony, and she kind of had her hair up, swept, and she was just leaning over the balcony kind of watching us. And prior to us actually going out there, John had told me a little bit about the case, and I started feeling her energy before we even went out there. And I had this really strong feeling that we needed to bring her roses. But I felt that it's... they had to be presented to her by one of the guys. So I actually got John to carry
one such a guy.
To carry this big bouquet of roses and present them to her. So, and did you get the?
Yeah, we got a EVP responding to about the roses, and it's hard to say if it's a male or female voice, but we did get this. So here we go with the roses. Right there. And I'm going to play it back again. Hear that? The rose is, and it's the typical sing-songy EVP. I'm going to bring it way, I'm going to put this at maximum. Here we go. Right there, the roses. So a really nice catch. And another one here, I'm going to skip the whisper one because it's not that good. This one is called "You're Dead." And we were all just talking, and this voice just says, "You're dead." And it's not any of us. Yeah, there we go. I'm going to take it a little higher. Right there, you're dead. And it's not us making any kind of noise that's you know, that could be confused with that. When you hear it actually, you know, in MP3, you know, on an MP3 that you've got on a computer or a player, it really is clear. So I don't know how you guys heard that, but anyway, I mean, that's some of the stuff we picked up on that investigation, and we're really wanting to get some more in. I think I got one more here. Here's the one about going to, I think we're going to go with the one with the burn. Help. This is a hostile male spirit that says, "Help them burn." And it was a whispery, we get a lot of these, the thready kind of voice that makes these just horrible, you know, pronouncements about get out. I hate that with spirits. Get out. If I hear another spirit say get out, I'm just going to freak.
No, anyway.
Help them something burn. Help them something burn. And I think two more, and then we'll get into actually doing some calls here. So here's another one about a spirit talking about going to heaven and going to speak with us about it. Actually, that didn't turn out well at all. It sounded good. It just is not going to play well on
ours. That sounded better on your computer.
Yeah, it did. So trust us on this one. Now, the spirit comes back and says, I'm going to heaven. I'm going to speak to you. And it was a male. So very good. EVP lady friendly response to question. Here we go.
Is our lady friend here? Can you come in and make us, give us a smell?
Right there. It's at the very end of the clip.
Is our lady friend here? Can you come in and make us, give us a smell?
Right there. So it's a very light.
Is our-
yeah, let's get that to kind of stop. We were getting like really lightweight responses, and the thing is we were sure that we were not getting any other voices from any of the other investigators. They were too far away, and the sound in the building didn't carry all that well. Although we did have we had trains outside moving, and we could account for that and actually screen that out with the audio software we have. So really, I mean, there's enough here, even just in the first 10 minutes of each, of the three sets we've already done, that you could actually run a reveal and say, yeah, you've got paranormal activity going on in the place. So we're definitely going to get back with the person who had us in and talk to them about coming back probably in January, February timeframe, and definitely we'll be doing more cases in the future. So. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started on doing some folks here, giving them some attention. And we're going to go with the first person who's been on the longest. So 478, we're going to have you on. And do you feel like doing mediumship?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so we'll just kind of make it an all-around deal. We'll do EVP on air. We'll do,
I'm really interested in the EVP stuff because I haven't been around you when you've done a lot of that stuff. So
yeah,
that's,
well, I turn into a plant, and then things start,
I'm used to
terrible.
That, John. That's
okay.
Normal for you.
All right. So, but yeah, we'll do the EVP. We'll do the FM frequency scanning with the that, and we'll do ovulus, and we'll do mediumship. So here we go. 478, you're on Soulstream. What's your name, and where are you from?
John, hey, it's Elizabeth, and it's Giraffe. So some people in the chat room might freak out, but I just wanted to say hello, because hello.
Hello. Good to see you, my friend.
Do you remember me?
I remember you. I always see my giraffe out there and go, hello.
Okay. Well,
giraffe here.
I don't know.
She's,
I just call in every year
like,
or so.
Around. She's spotted. She's yellow and white. And, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, well, I just wanted to check in and make sure you're okay with your dad and everything.
Yeah, it's been
how's
a,
he doing?
It's been a, oh God, yeah. It you know when people are passing, it's a real experience for everybody. It doesn't just happen to the person that it's happening to; it happens to the whole family and all the people that care about that person. And as much as I deal with talking to dead people. I thought I was better equipped, and the same with my mother. I mean, my mother's a medium, and she's I think a little more, exposed to this, just by life experience than I've been.
Yeah.
And, it's not even so much acceptance. It's just, oh my God. I mean, it's such a learning experience. You find out.
It is.
You learn not only about, things that, about your parents that you didn't know. You learn about things about yourself and the way you react to these things.
You learn about yourself. That's what I learned this year because my mom had like two strokes and she had a little brain surgery and all that. But she's doing pretty good. She's hanging in here. And we're happy to still have her here. But it's been a rough year around this place. So I salute you for who you are and everything you've been through. And thank you for being on the air.
Hey, you're welcome. I intend to be back. I know it's been spotty the last year, and we've just done our best, and that's all we can do. I'm just so blessed to see the audience still comes in when we, even with our infrequent stuff that, schedule, to see you guys all here. I just I really thought we were only going to have three or four people tonight. And thank you,
please,
everybody.
You got a whole crowd of hosts around you. Angels and the spirits and everybody and all the little ghosties out there that you want to catch.
Well, we love you guys, and you know what? It's just nice to know you love us, you know, and we will be here, and I'm just, no, I can't even talk.
Okay, aww. Appreciation back.
Okay.
Right. So what should we do now? What are we going to do now?
What are we going to do now?
I don't know.
I juggle. You can't see
well,
it,
you know, I'm trying to just be peaceful for everybody. So in the light of peace, I guess I could ask for a little reading. And I just,
all right.
I give it to Spirit.
All right. Brenda will do it.
because I trust the both of you. That's cool. Let her do it. That's fine.
You understand. It's your tradition when I have Brenda here.
Oh, I know. That's
I do
cool.
Is I put her on the spot and let her
yeah,
freak out.
I don't want to ride too long on the airwaves, but I just wanted to say hello to everybody tonight.
Well, we'll give you a minute. You know, what question do you have for the other side?
God, what question should I ask? Okay, I guess I want to know, this is just weird to ask, maybe not, you know, in the light of all the stuff that's gone on with my mom, you know, what other family of mine, I'm adopted, what other family is around us? You know, maybe my mom's family and stuff. So,
are you getting cold in your feet?
Yeah, I am.
I'm not sure that, I mean, we've had the heat on in here, and it's only now I just started getting really cold.
Yeah, me too. I just noticed that also.
Yeah, I mean, we're completely surrounded with cold right now. And, I mean, I'm dead serious. This is not...
not good.
I haven't read anybody for forever. So I'm going to just kind of, I didn't even meditate before the show because I really wasn't expecting to read. You know, it was just going to be the equipment.
Don, don't read. Let Brenda do it.
well, what I'm saying, though, is
give yourself a break,
brother. It's like, here's the deal, old man. Here's the little check. It's like I'm getting
okay,
stuff.
Okay, whatever.
No, I'm getting energies, man.
Are you still goofing off, or can
no,
I?
No, I was
curious?
Clearly getting the energy, and I was like,
can I get
"Oh, Rob." Okay, so why don't you jump in now that I've put you on the spot?
I'm actually feeling a really strong angelic presence around you. You have a very, very strong angel that is with you all the time. And with angels, they're kind of, I don't really feel male or female energy with them. They're kind of both.
Well,
but this
they're kind of above it all.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But this energy is with you all the time. And it's almost like I can see the wings are wrapped around you. So you always have this protection around you. And there's a lot of pink light around there too. So there's a lot of love that is around you with that. But I feel that very, very strongly.
Okay. Well, you got anything beyond that? I'm sorry. I was letting you just go on. I'm like in my own universe going.
Drawing pictures over here.
Well, that's how I read. I mean, especially.
I'm doodling too.
Is your dad passed?
No. Okay, John, you won't remember. I'm adopted. I have my mom and my dad and my sister here. But my biological dad has passed. Yeah.
Yes, okay, that's who I'm getting is the biological.
We covered that last year, but whatever.
Okay, it might be my subconscious, you know, stepping in, but I mean, Brenda's looking right at it. I immediately drew to the right dad and then put an X there, and then I had home and broken a line through it, like a broken home thing.
It is more them.
Yeah, and then
I don't know why, and it's not my really business to know why, but it didn't work for them. So they let me go into the world, and I've had a good life.
Yeah, he's like, you know, if the way I'm reading this is he's just declaring himself that he's there with you.
He's
there. And I'm getting this I don't know what this is. I'm not sure, because I'm not sure what, but I'm getting the color white. Did you live in a large white home, or was there a white building that you're is big in your past?
Not that I know of.
Is there a white, whitish colored building?
There's a lot of a very strong white around her.
That might be
that
it. I mean,
be
I'm
my
just
angel
getting
self.
This white.
that would be my human self trying to be
That's
an angel.
Very, very strong angelic energy around her.
What's going on with you physically? I don't mean to pry in if you.
All right, John.
Is there a physical challenge going on?
Let me tell me what's going on with me. You know, in the human form, you know, whatever we're calling it. You know, I'm a humble person. I've broken down my life 500 places and back. I work in a bookstore, a used bookstore by day, and I just try to reach above and be a better person. So that's why I have white light around me. Because they're all calling to me to say, you know, rise up and do something better.
Well,
rise up and be yourself. But as far as the White House, I don't know. I mean, I really don't.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a strong white building with you, and I don't understand this. And I'm just going to pass on what I'm getting.
Okay.
The only other thing is that I'm getting that this home thing is a current issue, not just only in the past. Is there a current issue going on in the home? Is there a current, is there a home problem going on? And I'm not meaning emotional home problem. Is there a problem with repair or something wrong in the house? What's the color of the house you're living in right now?
Okay, I'll tell you. It's a yellow ranch house, brown shutters, brown roof. And we have a garage office. And, well, we did learn that there's an ant problem in the garage office, which is, it just might sound crazy, but, you know, they might be all over that house.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I would just say this. What I'm getting right now is that it's something to look at with the home, you know,
yeah.
And it's not so much an emotional thing. It's check the house. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, the emotional stuff is there, you know, and we've gone over that, but I'm getting this thing. It's just, it wouldn't be a bad idea just to get a house inspection.
Okay.
And find out what's going on. But and I'm getting white with this, you know, so I don't know if the garage is white color inside or, you know, strongly white or whatever, but that's what I'm getting. So I hope that helps.
It does help, and thank you for talking to me, and I just got to say move on to the next caller, and thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Peace.
All right. We got that, and I'm going to leave her on hold unless she disappears. Let's take the next caller. We have a 617.
Didn't you need to take...
Oh, I'm just going in order. I'm just going in order of the numbers here. I'm just gonna press buttons wildly. I don't know what these controls do.
You have no idea what you're doing.
I'm just pressing randomly to see what happens. Just to see what happens. Okay, let's do that. And it does work. 617. I think this is a Canadian woman that drinks beer and says, "Hey."
You know, I had to give up all my beer money to do my show, John, so I'm not enjoying any beers these days. How you doing, man? How you doing? We've been missing the heck out of you.
Well, you know, I just keep just getting up with one foot in front of the other. I mean, if you take a look at, you know the movie Tom Hanks was in, where he's Castaway, movie Castaway?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Remember at the end where he was talking about he had been rescued? And he was talking about after he found out that his relationship had with his the love of his life could not be, and he was talking about breathing and just getting up and just breathing and going on, and just one foot in front of the other. I think of that movie when I think of the stuff going on when I'm challenged. You know, it's like okay. You know, one foot in front of the other, just keep going.
Right.
Just keep going, man. I mean, because
I know it's
this,
almost like there's
know?
No real other choice, though. You know what I mean? Like, no other good option. And but you're doing good. And sorry about your back. You know, I must have really wrecked you good that time we had that hot date or
baby.
Something. I guess you keep re-aggravating it, eh?
it's boobies here. No.
You really have that on the brain tonight, don't you?
It's a blue for the boobie. I'm sorry.
So anyway, John.
They live in Scotland, you know.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm channeling the spirit of Harold Montador. I'm having such a good time. It's good to be back in front of the mic. I mean, I miss this.
I know, right? Well, you have fun anyways. And you know what? You're fun. You're a fun guy. You're a fun guy. As opposed to, you know, I don't mean to say mold. You're not moldy, like fun guy, but you're a fun guy. You're a fun fella. You're a fun fella.
In 36 years, when they put me under the ground, that's a fun friend of mine, yes.
Hey, do you have the ovulus out tonight?
Oh, well, I've got the ovulus, but I've got news from the land of Gozer, the Gozerian, and it says here from a little bird that tweets in my ear that says, Chris's birthday was Wednesday night. Ha!
Happy birthday, Chris.
It was also
happy
Wednesday
birthday
day.
To you.
I'm not going to sing you. To you. I'll let him do that.
All right. So you are 22 years old.
46, but you're close. I'm having third anniversary of my 22nd birthday. No, I'm having never mind. That would
there
make me 66, and I'm not 66. So my math is bad, you know. Anyhow...
No,
yes, they threw me a big party
Okay.
over there at Body, Mind, Spirit and blah, 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 blah. I almost ruined it for them. But anyways, it was great. Everybody's awesome. I got so many great friends over there around here on BTR.
We love you. Yes.
They made me say the L word. Lizzie Star made me say the L word. So I said, I love YouTube. It's like if you ever get cornered into saying I love you, you just have to say, you know, like YouTube where people get music, you just say I love YouTube really fast, and then it sounds like you said I love you too, but you said I love YouTube. So anyway.
Never mind, it's a weird thing. It's just a weird day, you know.
Are you okay there, John?
No, I'm losing my mind, yes. When Chris comes on, I change. I don't know.
Anyway, I do something.
I don't
to
understand
him.
Why they start talking like an Englishman. Why? Anyway, I have an ovulus. It just so happens I have an ovulus in front of me.
Oh,
so, what do you want to do? I mean, do you want to try the ovulus experience?
Yes, yes, yes. I've never had a chance to try that.
All right, we're going to do the ovulus experience.
It's our first time, John.
You know what? It's my first time too.
Ovulus surgeons in the room. Oh my goodness! It's like the captain. You're 420 young, 20-year-olds available. Ovulus surgeons.
Oh my goodness. And we're in the hands of a very experienced man.
I am not in peril. Yes, you're in peril. No, I can handle this. No, you can't. You got to go.
John, you better put your back brace on, eh?
Thank you very much. Anyway, I have got the ovulus plugged in. Now, here's the deal. We've got a minor problem on the soundboard, but I've got to work around.
He can't figure out his buttons tonight.
I fixed up the buttons.
Something's wrong with your buttons.
Well, my buttons are fine. I just have to take some pills to help this. Never mind. But what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and fire up the Audacity soundboard here. And the way we're going to work this is you're going to come up with a question for whatever spirits that you want to speak with. And we'll do like a 1 minute burst. And so I'm gonna run a test and just make sure that this is gonna work.
Okay.
So first
should
thing
I
is,
should what, I specify a spirit I'm looking for, or should I just ask for any question any message from any spirit that's there for me?
I'm not getting you at all on sound. Okay, I'm not sure why.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, no, no, no. It's not. It's that we can hear
I'm
you, but let me say. See, I'm only getting. I'm not getting her channel at all. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to adapt, overcome, and improvise. We're going to get off this board.
You're going to make it up, aren't you?
No.
No.
I have two ways of doing this. So I'm not in the right place for this, but we're going to
He's
run.
He's like
in.
Microsoft. More than
I
one
know.
Way to do everything.
Oh dear God! Don't go there.
Or try, or die trying. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try recording this. Okay, say something, Chris.
Something, Chris.
Okay, I think.
Hello,
I got
John.
That.
You're my very favorite host. From the, you know, that came on to my show that runs a show called GRI Soulstream.
Okay, let me see if this is just not working out tonight. Try it again. Say something.
Hello, John. I'm so happy to be talking to you. Hello,
okay.
Brenda.
That might do it. That might be it.
Hello.
Yay.
Oh, I forgot how to run my board. That's it. So
Eureka.
I'm sure.
He found his buttons.
I found my buttons. I lost my buttons, you know. I lost my buttons.
Yeah, you see
buttons.
That little on button?
Oh, no. Say something else. I'm running on the
Okay,
I'm going
something
back.
Else. Okay, come on. Please work. Please, please, please work.
Okay, here we go. Going back to my. Okay, that's good enough. I mean, we've got enough here that I can.
Awesome.
All right. I just have to, you know what, I've been needing to label my frigging soundboard.
It's not the problem, is that you don't have things labeled.
I can't remember. I'm going to say something very bad. I can't remember shit.
Excellent.
There you go.
You should try some bran then. You should get some roughage into your diet.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, I don't cuss often, but by God, I had the right to say that. I just kind of remember, dude. I can't remember squat. Okay, that's a little better. All right, so I'm gonna run a quick check with the ovulus, and then we're gonna go. So let me turn this on.
It's Larry Lloyd.
Okay, and you're probably not gonna hear us too well, but let's go in this. And say something. Go ahead and say something.
Hello, John. I can't wait to try this out.
All right, and then I'm gonna turn it off.
Off.
Okay, let me play that back. I'm gonna turn it off. Sounded terrible.
That wasn't me. Somebody should say excuse me, though.
So that was the equipment. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to fire off. I'm going to start the recording. I'll turn our mics down. You just speak your piece as to what you want to ask, and then we're going to let the ovulus run until we get some kind of wording from it. So I'm going to give you like about 10 seconds to do your thing, and then I'll say go, or I'll say we're going to go to the ovulus, and then I'll let it do its response. So here we go.
And that,
five,
okay.
Four, four and a half, four and one quarter, three, two, one, go. What's your question?
Hello, I'm just wondering if either Dream Magic is out there or my grandmother, my mom's mom is out there for a message with me. For
okay,
me.
Okay, here we go. Got it. Here we go. Mike Stino.
It's Larry Lloyd.
Now we're just going to let it run.
Correct. Narod. Spin. Nadi. Lead. Lem. MF. Spirit. Sleep. Cup. Of mountain or mood, limb, rest, stomach, yucky, quarantine, off.
Okay, we're back. And I'm going to go gotcha. Ahead and going to stop it. Now, let's just see what we got here. Let's play it back. Actually, I'm going to cut out a few things and shorten this up because we had a space there where nothing got said for a bit, and I'm going to cut that out. And I'm just going to just bring
it out
together. Well, there's like silent gaps, and
yes,
what I'm doing
exactly.
with the what I'm doing is just snipping out enough that we can get the kind of the sense of what's going on with the
get a flow to it, man.
Yeah, so it'll kind of start to turn into more of a rhythmic speech that you would expect to hear from a person. So here we go. God, I'm starting to remember all this stuff. It's weird.
Wow.
So we've got quite a bit of chattiness going here. Now, that takes it down to about a minute. And we are going to give it a try. So here we go. I'm going to start from the beginning. Go. What's your question? Oops, sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Got it. Here we go. Mike Steele.
Is it an airy long?
Now we're just going to let it run.
Card. Assign. Correct. Mirage. Spin. Noggy.
Okay, I'm going to come back to those. So let's start with the first three.
It's early morning, I thought I heard.
Cord. Assign. Correct. Cord. Assign. Correct. Cord. Assign. Correct. Cord. Assign.
What do you think that sounds like? Cord?
Correct.
Door?
Cord.
Aside.
Assign. Correct. Cord.
Assign.
Assign. Correct. Cord. Assign. Gourd.
I can't tell what that first word is. It sounds like gourd, or I think it's like gourd. I'm just going to say gourd because I can't tell. But let's just keep going. And what we do is when we hit these kind of roadblocks, sometimes we just go on and then it becomes clear later. Here we go to the next three.
Gourd. Gourd. Spin. Gourd. Gourd. Spin. Gourd. Gourd. Spin. Correct. Mirage. Spin. Correct. Mirage.
Correct. Brought spin.
Or car wrapped, mill right, and spin. I thought I heard mill right pretty quick. Pretty clear, like a trade right. guy, like a mill right.
Let's try it again. Here we go.
Correct. Mirage. Spin. Correct. Mirage. Spin. Correct.
Did you know anybody that's been in a car accident?
Yeah, well, my grandmother died when a semi-truck ran into her side of the car, and she died instantly.
Was there a spin? Was there spinning involved? With
I was.
The...
I mean, I would. You know, he. It was a huge truck that just smacked right into her side. So, I mean, it was in a truck. They were in a half ton, but my.
Wow.
You know, my guess would be that. Yeah. So that's a car wrapped. That's pretty interesting. That middle one I thought said millwright, but I could
that's
be.
That's what I think I too was millwright.
Maybe my grandfather was a millwright. I don't know. The man driving the truck, driving my grandma might have been, but and then clearly heard spin.
Yeah, that's what we got. All right.
And
I think
I heard like when you first played it, I thought I heard spin 90. Like almost like 90, you know, like, but anyway, she died instantly. I've had some mediums suggest that she may have, her spirit may have left her body before the impact.
Yeah.
Like that was really her time.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. I mean, she just was like out of the body and then what happened? Where am I at? And, you know, then could stand back and see, but I'm sure there were people there, you know, to help her cross over.
You know,
but the fact that she's, you know, and she's appeared, she's come back through to you several times, right?
Yeah, for sure a couple, you know what I mean? And there was one time when I was listening back to a reading and medium had said, your grandmother was very strong in life. And when I was listening back to that, my TV volume turned on all by itself right at that specific moment when those words were said. So that was definitely, yeah, that was, there was no question about it that my grandmother was here listening to that with me at that time. So what I've always been hoping to find out was, like, was my grandfather drunk at that time?
Okay. I'm just trying to sense what's going on here. Okay.
Was there someone in your family that was a millwright?
Probably, and you know, the problem with our family is that my parents, like, both left their families, and we really didn't have any access to our aunts, uncles, cousins, or anything like that. And I met my grandmother when I was 25 years old for a day, and I got to spend a day with her and the grandfather. And so, and then I knew when I left their hotel, I knew that that was going to be the last time I'd see her. I just knew it. And that was, yeah, and it was either later that summer or it was the next summer that this happened.
Jeez.
So,
well, obviously, that, you know, there's been some influence on this ovulus to do that, to bring some of this through. So we'll let's keep going through. We're going to go the next three. So here we go.
Naughty, lead them, naughty, lead them, naughty, lead them, naughty.
Do you know someone named Mel?
Mel.
Do you have a non? This is, you know, in my family, I had my great grandmother was named Nani. We called her, it was an old German name, even, but she was Scottish and they had a German name for her. Go figure. But Nani need Mel is what this thing is saying. Does that sound like that to you? Nani need Mel?
I heard Nani lead them.
Nani lead them. Nani lead them. Naughty.
I hear them, too, at the end of that.
Naughty.
I think you guys are right. The more I listen to it, the two last two, I hear Nani, the first one.
Lead them.
Lead them.
Lead them. Yeah.
Lead them.
See, her mother would have been, her grandmother, my grandmother's grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, we would call Mamère. That's the French, yeah? And but you know, like the word for grandmother is Mamère, and so like the Nani, I don't understand.
Nani is a grandmother reference in, I believe, German. And if somebody in the chat room, you know, probably knows more, but it's not surprising that maybe they would use something that I would key in on.
Right.
Because that's a grandmother reference from my past, and they often communicate.
Is it Nani or is it Mommy?
Nani. Nani is a is used a lot through you know, from old world. You know, folks that have come through that, you know, have ethnic European.
But it doesn't sound like Mommy?
No, it's Nani. Sounds like Nani to me, you know.
Can I ask you a question though? Like when I was listening to the first full playthrough, like I don't know, do you believe that what if it's like spin 90? And then the next message is lead them. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
is the 90 or the Nani attached to the spin, or is it attached to the lead them?
Let me highlight those two and I'll play it. Here we go.
Spin, Nani. Spin, Nani.
Spin 90. That could be.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be the way it works.
So like about a 90-degree angle kind of thing, you know what I mean, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or the car was wrapped, you know, you know, like folded over into like almost like that.
So she's describing her accident is what you're talking about here then.
I'm thinking maybe.
Okay. Well, let me grab these two, make sure. Because I think I lost my place now. Let me find which ones I'm on here.
Lead them.
Okay. So let's go on to the next one. So we're basically, it's your grandmother describing her accident.
Yeah, I think so.
Here's the next three.
Impact, spirit, sleep.
Impact, spirit, sleep. Let me play it again.
Interesting. Okay.
Impact, spirit, sleep. sleep.
How about empath?
It's sleep.
It could be empath too.
Spirits, sleep. Empath, spirits, sleep.
Okay,
or MF, like the, or MF.
No, I'm thinking empath, spirits speak.
Yeah,
empath, spirits seek.
Okay.
But spirit is very clear, and I still think that there's they're kind of whoever the spirit is that's doing this is learning how to work the machine. You know, it's
right.
Kind of a learning for them too.
Right.
I'm going to go with possibly a dual meaning here. One is impact spirits, you know, sleep, and then you know empath spirits seek, and
was
your grandmother, you know, even in the short one visit you had with her, was she pretty empathic? I mean, is that kind of...
I would say that she was connected. She did read leaves, and probably if I have any psychic abilities and things like I had a very, very close connection to her, even though we never met till I was 25. And so it's almost as though we were communicating telepathically in some way, even from when I was a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm a strong empath. I am 100% empath.
Okay, then this is all meaningful stuff. I mean, it's right on the money. Okay,
for
here
sure.
We go. We got four more. There's a closely interspersed set of four, so I'm just going to go with these. Let's see what we get.
The
tall mountain.
Or get off mountain. Or something like that, but definitely mountain. And they live near mountains up there in the Yukon. And, in fact, you know, you could probably see the mountains from you know, from their land up there. So
I think this is definitely her influencing the machine. Because you know, what I'm hearing is the tall mountain, but,
tall mountain.
I'm going to go the tall mountain. The tall mountain.
Yeah, okay.
So describing the scenery. 42 through 44 seconds, three words here. Here we go. I'm going to shorten this up a little bit because it's just enough that it's losing the cadence. Okay, here we go. Okay, now we're going to get it. Do you understand that? What do you think,
Ryan?
Do you know anybody named Lynn?
That was
not what I was thinking,
too. No. I almost hear a George or George Pallian or Orb.
Or not live. Something about not living. Or not live. I think it's basically saying that she died.
Yeah.
Not live.
Yeah.
So I think that's a reasonable approximation of what's coming across there. Okay, here's the next set.
I wonder if it's saying judge or judge. And I'll listen. I'm going to go back and clip that out after, and I'll listen close. Thank you for this, by the way, John.
Hey, no problem. I mean, this is some neat stuff. You know, it's a good way to get back in, you know, into doing all this. You know, so it's a really interesting read because, I mean, this one's really meaningful. You know, usually it's kind of random, and this is much more specific. It's as if the spirit's really, really working at controlling the box, you know.
Right.
40, here we go, the final three. Here we go.
Rest, stomach, naughty.
I wonder if...
either arrest or rest, stomach, naughty.
Yeah,
and Dream Magic died of a stomach infection.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, we might have
John,
two of them.
John, I don't know if you remember, but I was in your chat room one night, and at that very moment, Mountain Diva was on the line with you and talking about, oh, I don't know, some kind of, I don't know, things she used to bury around at telephone towers and stuff like this. I can't remember the phrase. I ran down to do my laundry, and I came upstairs, and the moment I hit the top of my stairs, my upper torso was absolutely on fire, so much that I sat down at the computer, and I typed into the chat room, something's going on,
that.
Like my stomach is on fire, like my arms and my legs are fine. And it was at that moment that I believe it was 11:30 p.m. my time, and I'm in Mountain, and he's 2 hours ahead, and he died at 1:30 a.m. Eastern time. And so if that was the case, then my stomach, my upper torso, was absolutely on fire, noticeably by the thermometer, because I touched a thermometer. It was so much that I went to find that thermometer to touch to my skin there. And it was markedly hotter than the rest of my arms, legs, face, anything. And then I found out after that he crossed at 1:30 a.m. Eastern, and I believe that to be the very time that I was typing that into your chat room that night.
Yeah, I remember that show, and I remember that I remember that whole incident. And, this all fits. I mean, it seems to me like what we got were two different spirits. You know, you're the grandmother with the accident, and then this other, you know, this other person that comes through and talks about the stomach. So,
Well, Kathy's got a good point, because his whole ordeal started by him having a heart attack. He went in so that could be cardiac arrest, right? Then he went into hospital, had a triple bypass. Then he was in a rehab facility, and then he got a touch of pneumonia, and they sent him back to the hospital. And what he ultimately suddenly died from was a stomach infection.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Well, then I think I've gone ahead and saved this MP3 for you. So,
awesome.
I mean, I'll send you a copy of the original. And
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and so you've got the show, and then I'll give you the full recording.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a neat one. I mean, that's the first one we've done a while.
I
really want to get out of the way and get especially Jenny, because she was supposed to go in last time. So I really don't want to. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, John, and Brenda, you too, and everybody's ears for trying to help and figure out what that was all saying. So I think you did a great job. I think that's some really meaningful information there. So thank you, and let me move out of the way, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks,
John. All right. We love you, Chris.
Good night, Chris.
See you, Brenda. Take care, guys.
Okay. All right, we're going to put her on hold. And I've got the little spinny thingy is just sitting there going, there we go. All right. We got the spinny thingy out of the way. The next one is 518, and I think that's the person we're supposed to speak with. 51-minute hold time. You are a trooper. And we've got, then I'm going to give you the order of the others. 315, you are shortly right behind the 518, and then we have Salsa at 40. Minutes the whole time. So you guys are great, and we will get to all of you, okay? And I see Carrie out there. Hey, Carrie. So we're going to bring you on 518. Welcome to Soulstream.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God, you guys. That was amazing. I was so glad Chris got on. You guys rock.
It was cool, wasn't it, man?
Yeah.
It was cool.
Cool, man.
It was cool, dude. So who we got here?
This is Jenny Satori from the chat room.
Okay.
And don't mind me, I have a really bad cold, but I'm all smiles, so that's good.
All right.
I'm just getting over something myself, so I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Got a bowl.
It's
really
the season, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's horrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Just stay over there. Don't spit on me or anything, okay?
Yeah.
Dude, right.
I'll try not to breathe on your equipment either. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. On your equipment.
We're declaring a level 4 biocontainment event here in the studio. Okay, everybody's better now. You're going to hit me.
Danger.
No blue-footed boobies. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Video to show you after we're done. No.
Video to show me?
Do not distract him. Oh, my gosh.
You've got a video to show me.
No,
you've violated the moral something clause. Remember that from Devil's Command?
It's the birds. Okay.
Oh, the blue-footed boobies.
Yes, the real birds.
Okay. They're extinct.
No, they're
robotic boobies. All right. Anyway. Satori, hello. We love you.
Hello. Well, I was hoping that I'd get a shot at the obelisk, too. I never had that done before, and boy, you guys just floored me. Yeah.
Okay. We'll do the same thing. We'll do a five count, and then we'll turn the mics down, and we'll have you go in and do your question. And when you can, and this time what we'll do is we'll have you say, when you're done, just say done. And then I'll just switch over. And, you know, turn the ovulus on. And just so everybody knows, it'll go through like a startup sequence, and then it starts to kind of settle down, the electronics settle down. And that's when the spiritual, and it's getting really cold in here again.
Yeah, it is. Across the bottom of the floor.
Off the floor.
Yeah.
But that's when these energies start to interact with the device, and then, you know, we'll start getting things going on. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and start the recorder. And I'm just going to, when I say now, you get your question ready. And, you know, and kind of have it all formulated, you know, ready to go in one burst. Because sometimes we'll get run-on questions that run for 2 minutes. And you're like, okay, I'm almost ready to hit. Okay.
All right,
so here we go. So we're going to do a five count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, this is Jenny. Do any of my loved ones have anything to say to me?
Whoa. We got a problem here. Houston, we have trouble.
He's having trouble with his button.
It's a bug in I just have to start and stop Audacity. I'm sorry about that.
John has a bug in his system.
I've got bets in me both. Okay, here we go. We're going to start it all over again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. There we go.
Hello, this is Jenny. Does anyone have anything to share with me? Done.
Is it a Larry Long? Aaron, Nelly, Jewel, Paul, Seven, Bird, Simple, Thomas, I'm Noun, Daniel, Central, 3, Anthony, Floor, Canon, Jam, Correct, Late, Not off.
Okay, I'm going to disconnect that. All right, we got that done. And
wow.
We were getting strong indications that this is a male energy. Now I'm going to do a little cutting here and start trimming this. And actually, before I do any of that, I'm going to save this because I have had it happen where everything blows up and we lose all the evidence. That's always a... It's always an annoying event, so we'll do that because I've learned with Audacity when it starts doing things like this on a night. Okay, so Tori, Jenny, and save that, and click OK. All right, exporting entire file at 128 kilobytes per second. squared. Okay, we got that. We got it exported, sir. All right, here we go. And I'm surprised, you know, it would not surprise me, Brenda, looking at this. See how this is so different than the other one?
Uh-huh.
What we're looking at, guys, is the waveform here. It just was completely different than the other ovular session. I mean, we're getting a strong right channel bias, which is really weird. I don't see this very often. And so we got an overwhelming filming. Rented lips. Let's try that again. We got an overwhelming. I can't speak now. I lost my mind. I can't speak. Anyway, we got an overwhelming feeling. I got the words out. Send your dollars to care. John needs help. Get this man some rented lips. Yes, you can help him. Yes, send John lips for Christmas. That's it. I talk like Mick Jagger now. Okay, so... Yes. Okay. Anyway, I lost track. We were talking about that. We felt that this was a male energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I can speak, I don't know what. I think this guy's got a sense of humor. Is screwing up my speaking. But we got a strong sense of a male energy, an authoritative male energy. And Brenda was thinking this was a cop because we were hearing talking about murder,
homicide.
Yeah. And it was like, what are we doing here?
What?
I don't know if that
strong law enforcement,
strong authority,
almost
know.
Like detective.
Yeah, it feels like a very strong authority figure, and I'm just right now. I'm just clipping out all the stuff that and trying to bring this together. Okay, so I'm going to clip out that last one. That looks about right. Okay, so I think let's take it from the beginning. And then we'll stop at the section where this begins. So, here we go. There we go.
Hello, this is Jenny. Does anyone have anything to share with me? Done.
It's Larry Lloyd. Aaron. Nelly. June.
Okay, that's it right there. I'm going to clip a couple. I'm going to fine tune this a bit, just so we get the kind of a sentence. It seems like the first three were something about Nelly.
Aaron, Nelly, June. Aaron, Nelly, June. Aaron, Nelly, June. Aaron, Nelly, June.
Where's Nelly June? Where's Nelly?
I don't know Nelly.
June. Okay. That let's just take it. We'll take it on faith that this means something.
Was that there? You know, there was a long span of time between that and when you got the next reading.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that this is not the same spirit.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
This where's and then Nelly and then June, or what I think is, you know, it could be Nelly or Natalie or something like that. But there's definitely an N component to the second word.
Oh my gosh!
And then June.
You said Natalie. Oh. Okay.
I
have a friend.
Does Natalie mean something?
Can I say, I have a friend whose name is Natalie, and her relatives were murdered.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
chill.
God, I'm getting sick. I'm getting, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I'm getting like, oh, my God.
Okay, this
okay.
might be.
Did it happen around the month of June, by any chance?
Oh,
or
my
summer?
God. I could check that, like, right now. But go ahead. I'll just. Google.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and do that while we're going through this. So we're going to jump into the next three, and this is a pretty talkative spirit. And very, it's so different than the other one we had. The waveforms here are very strong and focused, and it's just, it's different. It's very different. Okay, here we go. 15 to 18, three words, if I can get the control right. Here we go.
7
people heard this. I don't know.
Seven.
I don't know who it is. It's like it says who's 7 heard. I think were there witnesses to this event?
I don't believe so. But I just checked and it was July. Which is 7.
Okay.
I'm not sure if that's...
That all starts to turn spitting, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of in the ballpark.
Oh, my
I mean,
gosh.
June, July. So that
the thing
that
is, I do. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John. I'm just thinking out loud. I used to do some mediumship, and that was one of the things that kind of deterred me, because I tried to help her with that, and the brother who was murdered kind of came to me, and it was a very tough thing. So this is very interesting. Yeah, I get the feeling that this.
I'm really getting strong. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I don't know about you, but it's like they're right here kind of feeling.
Yeah, I feel that very strongly also.
And I'm just sick at my stomach. That's the feeling.
I was getting nauseous before we even started. So,
And burn. I don't know what that's played again.
Seven burns, seven herb. It's a word like that. Okay, so let me try this again. Here we go.
Simple homicide.
Yeah, we got the homicide, that's for sure.
Simple homicide? Was
seven
it simple or simple?
Seven herd.
Somebody, seven herd. I'm going to stick to my guns on this. I'm hearing herd.
It's that first word. I can't figure
it out. I don't know what the first word is, but I can tell you this much. There may be claims that people didn't hear this. I think some people heard this. I think there was actually, you know, people who heard it were in the vicinity, or if it was not people alive, it was definitely some spirits heard this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but here we go with the homicide one. This is the one that's really kind of got us kind of going, ooh, we got something serious here.
Yeah. Homicide. Simple.
Right.
Simple homicide. I mean, it couldn't get any clearer than that. Simple.
It's either
homicide.
That or sinful, because it was very brutal. It was a double murder. Yes. Could
okay.
Be sinful.
Simple. Sinful. Let me try that again.
Simple. Homicide. Simple. Homicide.
It's going to be a mixed toss. I'm going to say both could be applicable. You know, it's.
Wow.
It's heinous, the act that was done, but it's also, you know, it's sinful. That's for sure.
I still feel a strong law enforcement. I'm wondering if maybe the main detective that was working on this case has passed, and simple homicide would be something that law enforcement would use, the term that they would use.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They might see it that way. And I kept getting a man and this impression of a authority figure, judge,
right,
cop, you know, agent.
Right.
Something like that. All right. Let's keep going to the next two. I'm going to break it down into twos for a while here, because it seems to be that's kind of the way it's laying itself out here. Here we go.
Moan
or moan, candle. Was there something
candles.
To do with candles? Was there candles in this person's home?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. It could be.
Was the murder done with a firearm, or was this a bludgeoning thing?
It was all of the above. It was a lot of things. Yeah.
Oh, dear God. The place was a mess when they went in.
Is there someone named Daniel?
I don't think so. The person who did it, no. I'm looking at the article, you know, just to see if I can match up with anything. I'm not seeing a Daniel, no.
Okay.
No.
Let me try that again. I just want to see. I just had to do something.
It did
here.
Sound like candle, though. I'm sorry.
It is candle. The first one it sounds like noun, candle.
Noun, candle, noun.
No, it's a
candle.
M. It's a noun.
Candle, noun.
I think that something to do with a candle or a candlestick or something was used in this crime. And they might have picked up something that had a candle in it or something and done something with it. It's I don't know, but I'm just going to go with, you know, unknown M something candle. And then let's go to the next set. Let's go to
Central three.
Central 3.
That's what I was
thinking. Central 3. Was there a third person that was supposed to be there?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so a third person was targeted and wasn't there at the time, right?
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Just making sense. Okay, let's try the next set because, yeah, we're all in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next set, this is kind of a strange burst of three, almost one word, and then a second. So let's see what we got here.
Anthony Slower.
Anthony Slower.
Yeah, I don't know who Anthony is. Maybe if it is a cop who passed, maybe his name was Anthony. I don't know.
Yeah, you might check to see if you've got a Tony or, you know, somebody like that that was associated with the case. He might be identifying himself. So, I mean, obviously this isn't an accident, you know, that this, you know, those things are being said. So I would check that, you know, maybe if you get a copy of the report, or can look into the news reports on it. Here we go. We're on the last, the second to the last set of three. So we're going to go with these three here. Here we go.
Canon, jam,
Wait a minute. Was this a robbery? Was there a robbery?
You know, it was supposed to look like it is what they thought, but nothing was stolen. It was supposed to look that way.
Ah, that's sort of... It's saying something that the first word sounds like canon, but I don't think that's quite what it means. But I heard gem and then correct. And I kind of got
correct, I heard.
Yeah, and I feel like what's being said here is, was there like a heavy implement used on a really heavy object that looked like a cannon in the home?
No. I think there was a shotgun. But that's not a cannon, of course.
A shotgun can be called a cannon. A firearm of that size can be called a cannon of sorts. Maybe this is being...
Okay.
Did they use a shotgun?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Okay. So it's describing the some major elements of the crime. Okay. So that's sort of... Are we in agreement on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Final set. Here we go. 3, 10. Let's fire. I'm hearing they and off, but the middle word, I don't get it. Did they run, you know, is the person that did this or persons were caught, right?
Yes, but not at the scene. So if they ran off.
They ran off.
They ran off.
So this.
Oh my gosh.
They ran off.
Guys, so you know what's funny is today the woman sent me something in snail mail, you know, regular mail. And, you know, I had thought about the situation and the person that is responsible is going to a trial, you know, recently. This is just very, it fits so well that I'm like, I guess, you know, like how would you, am I compelled to do this now, like work with her? This is very interesting.
Well, it's, you know, there's no accident here. I mean, the sense I get of it is, you know, when we do mediumship, you know, we're going to work with whatever walks in the door, you know, and it's a kind of a, you have to develop a sense for it. I mean, I've dealt with murder, you know, murder reads before. I've had several on air, and I've had some private stuff that I've done with regard to criminal, you know, investigations and stuff. And they're really hard on the medium. You know, it's not easy, but you learn to deal with it. So it may be that you know, part of your training, part of your lessons is to go forward with this.
I think this right here was a message to her. Do you ever go by Jen instead of Jenny?
Yes. A lot of people call me that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you listen to this set,
yeah, Ken sounds, and Jen, correct.
That sounds like Jen in the middle.
Jen.
And I think this is a message to her about continuing and helping, but we can't figure out what that first word is.
Canon. I don't know. But yeah, I think you're right. One of the things that we're getting is these are subjective. So we're divining, you know, part of it is, you know, you got three mediums, help, you know, one being read, and you're literally being a catalyst for the case that is of concern to you and your friend. Three of us are pulling our heads together and, you know, and pooling our heads together and working together. And we're kind of seeing it different ways, but we're getting double meanings in some of this. And it's all right. It's all correct. It all fits. So this is, I think the end game in this is that you are supposed to work this with her, you know, and I'll,
I think
and,
so too.
Yeah. And, you know, and grab this episode, you know, for sure. And I've got copies of this saved already, you know, two different MP3s of this. So you're all set for that if you want the original.
I would appreciate just, that. Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, send me your email, you know, in the Blog Talk email, and I'll get that to you. But I just really feel like you're supposed to, this is to kind of to buck you up to go forward with it, you know, and don't be afraid. Cause,
I think
I mean,
you're right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, it's just this is the one that really stopped me in my tracks because it was a very strong, the male was her brother who came through to me, and he was right there, you know, like I didn't see him, but you know what, you guys understand, he was right next
right.
to me, you know, and it was a constant thing, and it was after I had said, sure, you know, I'll go ahead and see what I find, and I found a great deal, I saw a lot, and I went with her mother and her and gave her all this information, and it did come out to be true. But the man was very persistent, and it was starting to scare me, you know.
Well, he's persistent because he's being held
mm-hmm.
here, and he's not willing to cross until this gets to, you know, dealt with. And you know, and
yeah.
the trouble is he needs to know that his time here is, you know, he doesn't need to worry about that. You know, the wheels of justice are turning. Everything's doing what it needs to do. Maybe, you know, that's part of the deal is so you can, you know, point out that, hey, we got the message. We know what happened. You don't need to stay here. You know, you need to move on and we need to take care of it. You know, we'll take care of the human stuff here. You know, you're ready to move on to where you need to be. And,
you know,
and that,
the issue is the family. They don't move on. And I've been trying to tell her that she needs to because I think she's keeping her, you know, it's kind of
yeah.
like an emotional thing. The whole family, they've hired paranormal investigators to go in the home that it originally happened. I mean, things like this. They're really not letting it go, you know. And,
yeah, well, it's probably holding him back a bit. And, you know,
yeah.
it's just not a good situation. Did he get shot in the head? Was there a head injury with him on this?
I'm calling a bludgeoning to the head.
I
think more of a bludgeoning. There was knives. There was guns. They ultimately set
gosh.
On fire. I mean, it was.
Oh, your
you
God.
Know,
so that could have been burned.
Yeah. Okay, then this just is a grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
It's no wonder. I mean, and something like this, you can't blame the ones left behind for being so. You know, wanting to follow this through and make sure that, you know, they're trying to make sense of it too. Everybody involved in this got left with unanswered questions, you know,
right.
and it's just
yeah.
your job at medium, you know, you're kind of presented with it's like a broken mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's shards mm-hmm. everywhere. You're seeing it from all these different angles. And not only that, you're dealing with real pain on both sides of the fence. And
right.
you've got, you know, two missions. One is to take the living and help them come to terms with it. The dead are still stuck with the problem too, because they're being held here by the living, and yet they're also pretty pissed off about being killed, which, you know, I mean, and they would be. And they want to make sure that this is not going to happen to anybody else they care about. So, you know, proceed with caution, you know, and use other mediums to help you, because this is something I would think twice about handling on my own. You know,
exactly.
I mean, I would think with other people.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
I think, you know, thank you so much, John and Brenda. I mean, guys, this was amazing. And I needed this, I think, because I need to move my butt on this stuff. So,
well, proceed carefully.
I mean,
I would take it one little step at a time. You know, just, you know, maybe talk before you play anything. Talk to them, you know, the person about it that you're going to talk to first, and kind of ease into it. And, you know, it's not going to be pleasant, you know, but just be ready.
No. I know.
Okay.
I know. Yes, you're right. And thank you. And, you know, I'm going to tell her about this when I, you know, I need to prep her and all that. I'm going to tell her about this show and you. And, you know, I don't want to get you guys involved if you don't want to. But
I would be willing to, if you had a phone call and you wanted to do a private, these are ones that I'll do because, you know, what we're trying to do is noble. You know, and that's why I've gotten involved in some of the criminal stuff that I've done, you know, and it generally is, they've always started out like this. You know, it's been some really weird thing that's happened, and somebody comes to you, and then you get pulled into a, you know, kind of a private thing, and then it can really get detailed, and the spirit world just really turns up the volume so that they can really get it through as to what they're trying to get across. So, I'll be glad to help, you know, just, you know, stay in contact with me, you know, and Brenda, I don't know about you, but.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So we're here.
Thank you so much, guys.
We'll
really will.
Okay. All right.
All right. Sorry to rain on your parade there. Okay.
No problem. We're okay, ma'am. We'll do this for a Scooby snack.
Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Good night.
Bye, Jenny.
Wow.
Hey, Daphne.
Hey, Fred.
Hi. Those damn kids. I would have gotten away with it if they had just stayed out of my way. You pesky kids. That's it. You pesky kids. Okay, I got that one turned off. All right, oops. No, I screwed up my screen. Nothing's working tonight. I've got Angel sent here. I know I've got calls, and I'm going to be. We're 28 minutes, so we're gonna step this up. But I just said, Angel sent says, "Hi, are you doing reading? Sorry to ask you. Oh, please, there's so many movements in my house between good and evil. Please, can you do the obvious? I cannot. I'll call, please." I'll tell you what, Angel, send us an email through Blog Talk and, you know, give me more on what you're trying to do, because I don't want to ignore you, because I'm not just going to close off and leave you with nothing. And let's see what we can work out for, you know, the show tomorrow, okay? So do that, and then we'll consider doing some more ovulous work tomorrow. So there you go. Serenity, how long is the queue? Oh, my God, it's stretching into infinity. Oh, no. I have to read all these people? The whole country? No, there's like about four or five. You know, so we're going to bring Carrie on because she's a great medium in South Africa. And we'll bring her on. And then I see Stardove out there, but no hand is up. So I think we only got two left here. So I'm going to go ahead and do the 315 caller who's been on the longest. And then Salsa, and then all the other ones that are actually, I got to put this one on hold, don't I? Okay, here we go. 315, you are on Soulstream. Welcome.
Hey, John, it's Tim Shule. How you doing?
Tim, dude, he's like the East Coast Messiah of paranormal. This guy builds all his own devices. He's as crazy as I am. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I actually did an investigation tonight and caught a few EVPs.
Yeah, you were saying you got some wild stuff. What happened? Where are we at? Tell us the dirt, man.
The dirt.
Tell us the dirt, man.
The dirt. One of my friends, which is on one of my investigation teams, is his apartment's been having for the past year or so some activity that we couldn't explain, and so we've just been getting crazy EVPs over at his house, and with the flashlight tests and the spirit box, and so a few of us were over there tonight because some of his lights and some of his appliances were turning on and off. So we went over there.
Wow.
Yeah, we went over there tonight, and one of the guys, Dane, he was taking pictures with his still camera, and a couple minutes later, before we did the spirit box session, we had the digital recorders rolling, and we played it back, throughout the night, and the voice on there said, "Smile."
Obviously a spirit who's aware of cameras.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the whole ritual of cameras.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, was it a male spirit or a female?
It sounded, it was a loud whisper, and it sounded male.
Okay, so what do you think? I mean, what's your next step with all this?
Well, we've been, every time we've been either at his house or at Dane's house, we've been getting all of our family members coming over the spirit box. And we've been thinking that our family members are just still with us, following us, and just, looking over us. Because that's, if it's at Zach's house or Dane's house, I haven't tried anything here. I don't really want to. I
you
try
don't want to see some of your family, huh?
Yeah.
You're just thinking, oh, you don't want to talk to your family, eh? Well, now you're going to really hear from them.
they've been coming through. Mine, Zach's, Dane's family, they've all been coming through the spirit box. And that seems to be the easiest device for them because, other than a few EVPs here and there, spirit box is pretty much the best, I guess, they can do with the devices we have.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, we have the same thing here. I mean, with my dad's situation, we have a lot of family members from the other side who, one of who I called in, my grandfather, who was a neurosurgeon. He's actually he did brain research and brain surgery. He pioneered techniques that are still in use today. And we were having real troubles with dad, and I went up to his picture and I called him back, and I just said, "Grandpa, I've never asked for somebody from the other side to come back to help with us, but your son's in trouble. We need you here." And a week later, my mother walks up to me and says, "I'm seeing Doc around." And I go, "Oh, I got a confession." And ever since then, we've had him around, and other family members have been around, especially as the year has progressed, we've had more and more activity. And so, it's not surprising to have family around. And I think that they come visit all of us. I don't think that we're the two unique ones. I think that, you're using devices that help you, pick up on these things. I see them, and my mother sees them. So we have these direct sight. And, oh, by the way, I have news. My father, who, despite his condition, is an enormous skeptic of the paranormal, had his first ghost sighting 2 weeks ago, and now he denies it. But the look on his face is priceless. It was the best thing I've ever seen. He about crapped his pants. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. But he about lost it. He's going, "Oh, oh, oh," and he's pointing in the living room. And just where we always see my Uncle Mike go by, who's this big, tall drink of water who passed in 2003. And he's going, man, living room, man. And now he completely cannot handle it. So anyway, I'm sorry. It was so wonderful, though, to see him completely freaked out. Yes. And now he denies it. It didn't happen. It never happened. Yes, right. Uh-huh. But why do you think they're coming around And, you know, and working with you guys like right now, I mean, is it just that they're curious about what you're up to and want to, you know, get their two cents in?
I don't know. They seem to, you know, we do the spirit box at either location at both houses. And when it's on, we ask, you know, is Dane's family here? And we say specific names and, you know, they do, you know, direct responses to the questions. It's pretty amazing. And, like, it seems like as they follow us wherever we're at, it doesn't matter the location, and they just come through the spirit box for some reason. Because we get responses from families that it doesn't matter who it is and what house we're at.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I don't have really a big plan for tomorrow's show, but, I'm just going to kind of have an open mic night kind of thing. If you want to shoot me a couple of those, if you want to play them on air, hell, I'd be glad to play a couple. I'd like to listen to these tomorrow if you've got a little time to do it. They sound, absolutely. I mean, it's funny, you were talking about that. You remember I've been bringing up, you and I off and on have been going back and forth about me building that spirit light thing that I've got on the board here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be off for Christmas break from work. So, I mean, I'm in the studio and I've got behind me my very messy electronics section, which is going to be cleaned up. But I've got all my projects lined up and I'm going to build, it is going to happen in the coming week. I'm going to build the, and I'm calling it, for lack of a better word, the spirit light. And what it is it's the simplest circuit in the world to build, but it'll be a micro switch, with an extremely extremely sensitive micro switch that will basically, we're just going to challenge spirits to just go up and press this switch. It will take very little energy on their part to actuate it. The other is I'm going to try a reed switch. What those are, magnetic reed.
Yeah.
And I'm just, if they've got the ability to do anything magnetically, and then I'm going to go with a gap, just a simple wire where it's just, they're almost touching but not quite, and see if they can get, if they can bridge the gap and maybe ionize the air in between and complete the circuit that way. So I'm going to try several experiments with this and see. And if it does work out, I mean, I'm going to report all the results. Put it out there and then, turn it loose to other people. Because, I mean, the flashlight thing, I hear it so often. It's like, to me, I mean, in my engineering kind of mindset, I'm going, how is that working? I mean, is it a gap thing that they're doing, when the flashlight is almost turned on but not quite and that's how they're doing this? You know, which way are they, how is this working? So I'm just going to challenge them, to come through and try this. And report it out there. And I mean, I know how you are with building devices because you take it and engineer it really into neat solutions. So, I'll definitely be glad to pass on to everybody I can, you first, what I'm doing with this and then see if it takes off because it's the ultimate in simplicity to build this thing. So,
yes, sounds pretty interesting.
I'm just going to do a simple LED circuit, a simple, 3-volt. Set up with a diode and switches and a light and put it in a clear plastic enclosure. I mean, it can't. And if you can close it, here's a trick: if you close it so that nothing can touch it from the outside physical, but an entity could get into the box and press this thing, you've got something, So
right.
I'm going to give it a go and see where we're at with it. So I've been talking about this for 2 years. By God, I'm forcing myself to do it. I commit to do this thing. We're going to make paranormal history here. That's right. That's it. Mm-hmm. Brenda's laughing.
You always make me laugh.
Okay.
What can
I say? All right. But anyway, man, what's your next step? I mean, have you got a plan for exploring more about who these folks are, that you're getting these EVPs with?
Well, we've got a lot of evidence to still go over with the two locations at Zach's and Dane's. So we've got hours of audio and video. It's going to take forever to go through it all. So that's going to be most of our time. But the other thing is the last time I was on your show was, I think, September, sometime back when I was on your show. Right after the show, I went on to an investigation at the restaurant that I worked at that was closing down.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember you talking about something about that.
Yep, I went on after we got done with your show. I went to the restaurant, and we've got a lot of evidence there, too, from the spirit box and some EVPs at the around the bar area. It was pretty interesting, because I didn't think we would capture all that we actually did. We've got we captured the name of the restaurant on the spirit box. I think that was one of the best evidence captures we got in there. It said Pat's Restaurant right on the spirit box. Pretty clear.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll probably find that file for you tomorrow too. And
Good. I mean, we'll just get a care package together, and we'll just bring you on for a bunch of the show if you want to. We can just talk turkey and just see what you went through with all these different things. I mean, and this sounds good.
Yeah, and a few of the EVPs were talking about different because you were saying all from whiskey and all this other drinks at the bar. So some EVPs came up as Coors Light, and another one said Jameson, and cold beer, and a few others. But it was pretty exciting. I wanted to go back, but they're starting to tear it down. So,
man, it's funny. I mean, I did 1 year. I did at the cemetery because you know, and I haven't been able to get out there with the situation. Although Christmas Day, I will go out and. The one thing I don't miss is I don't miss giving them their whiskey every year. So Christmas, I get out there and give them their whiskey. I remember 1 year though I did it, and when I was doing EVPs on the way back to the car, and this one spirit comes through after I gave the whiskey to them, and very clearly this man says, "That man is a saint." and I'm like, cool. Saint Almada. I kind of like that.
Saint Almada.
Yeah, I'm wearing, got one of those pointy hat things. And, Saint Almada, the giver of whiskey to spirits. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Let them eat. Let them eat. Let them drink. Let them drink wine.
It works. If you want them to come out and speak to you, offer them something to drink.
You know, I wish I could be the guy that said I originated that, but it turned out it was Debbie and Mark Constantino. I had them on the show, and they were telling me about the Miner's Shack. That's what they did at the Miner's Shack. And so when we went as a group to the Miner's Shack over in Nevada at outside of Virginia City at this hotel. It's outside the Yellow Jacket Mine. It's a very famous disaster site. This mine is there. And we went in and we talked to the spirits, because a lot of paranormal investigators go in there and rile these spirits up and really piss them off. And we went in and we were like really, really respectful. And we told them right off the bat, well, we brought you whiskey. And Mark and Debbie send their regards, and we're just bringing this along, and we're going to have a little ceremony for you guys. And so we were rewarded with all this this great activity we were seeing with our own eyes, orbs coming out. I saw a pair of legs without and no torso come running out of the mine. I mean, I'm watching this, and it's like dusk, and I'm watching these legs go running by, and I'm going, that's weird. And then like 10 minutes later, two of my team come back to me and say, that spot where you saw the leg, yeah. We saw a blue orb, like about a foot wide, go driving right down the same exact path. And then I went to open the back door to the miner's shack, and the team was inside. I go to open the door, and I'm in a tug of war with an invisible entity pulling the door. And I'm like pulling on the door, and all of a sudden I realize what I'm getting at. And I finally go, okay, I got it. You got my ass. You got me. And I could just feel this guy laughing at me. But I mean, they were really gentle with us. They did not do anything. But the bottom line is, when you're nice to spirits, major hint, they're nice back. What a concept. Yeah. Right. So give them whiskey, man. Give them whiskey. Give them all the drinks they want.
Or bring them flowers.
Yeah, that too. You know, whiskey and flowers. And a bonbon.
Yeah,
bring them candy. They're dead. It can't hurt them. I mean, what do you think? They're going to have cholesterol? They can eat all the food they want. You're dead. You get away with all kinds of crap. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, Tim's like completely blown away. He's going, what got into John tonight?
This is normal for you.
No, it's just good to be back, you know?
Yeah.
I know, this has been a fun show tonight, guys.
Yeah,
it really has been. You know, all our friends have shown up, and yeah, it's been nice. I don't know. But, I mean, so tomorrow, Tim, you will bring in, you'll send me just a few. I mean, you got my email, so you can send me, like, a bunch of them.
Yeah, you could probably send me your email information over my Facebook, because I don't think I still have it.
Oh, you lost it, okay. Well, we'll see about that. I'll take care of that tonight, I know. All right, we'll do that. And I see one of our celebrated equivalents has joined us in the chat room, Mr. Scott Wise.
He's been there for a while.
Yes.
You're just now noticing him?
Scott, just as we are all, you and me have discovered the wonders of alcohol with spirits, Scott is into beer. He's a brewmeister. Scott, I'm going to challenge your group over that gasped there to give beer to spirits and brew your own beer. I think you should brew a spirit beer.
Fair.
You should do some a custom. You should do a paranormal beer. That would be really cool. If you did that, I think it would be like it'd make news. I mean, I'd go out of my way to print pictures of it and put it out there for you. We'll give you free advertising now. The government would probably get involved, though. The FDA would start really getting into it. You know, is this safe for those safe for the ghosts? Is it really? All right. I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent. It's the end of the show, and I can do whatever I want. I'm the host. Anyway. Well, hey, man. I've got, like, you want to stay on? Because I've got some other callers here kind of waiting, but you wanted to stay on with us? You can offer your insights?
I've got to get going. It's getting pretty late over here. You go ahead and take your other callers and send me the information for tomorrow, and we'll get that squared away for tomorrow.
You got a deal, my friend.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you. Take care now.
You too.
Good night, Tim.
Good night. Bye-bye.
I almost wanted to say, and they all lived happily ever after. Sorry. I'm losing my mind. It's so good to be back. It's good to be back. I lost my mind. I've lost me marbles. Where did they go? Oh, I found my marbles. There's a whole bag of them. All right, we're going to bring Salsa on because I'm steadily starting to lose my – I'm losing composure here. Hello, Salsa.
Hey, John. You've done an awesome job tonight. I just want to tell you. Have been incredible, so I've been enjoying all of it.
Yeah, well, you know how it is when you're insane. You know, the drugs are wearing off now. I'm fine.
Yeah, so
it's okay. It's fine. You know, we'll all be happy now. We'll just hold hands and not talk about boobies.
Well, please don't
tell us the boobie thing again.
Blue-footed boobie is extinct. You know, we've got robotic blue-footed boobies. Anyway, but it's been an awesome show, I know. And you know what? I mean, really, I mean, I feel good about it because, I mean, we really got some great stuff on it. Normally, the ovulish stuff we do is not that meaningful. And this time around, I mean, it hit like two of them right out of the park.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I was more
than incredible. So I'm excited.
Well, hey, what can we do for you, my friend? And this, I'm sorry, we ran long there. We got 6 minutes, 22 seconds.
Oh,
so what can we do for you?
Is that too short for an ovulus?
Here, I'll simulate an ovulus.
Oh, no.
Activated. You will have a happy life. I don't know that I can do it that short of time. I mean, to set up and do all that. Do you want like just a quick mini reading?
Well, no. I was looking to the ovulus, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do that? Remember you for tomorrow, and we'll do the Oculus tomorrow.
Well, it's okay. I won't be around tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town. I have to go help a senior that lives like 2 hours away. But
yeah.
I've enjoyed
tonight.
I'm sorry. I've enjoyed tonight. It's been incredible.
Well, why don't we do it? I'll tell you what. We'll do another one for the next Saturday. We'll pull another one out of the hat for next Saturday. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. What is the calendar? What? My God, I need a calendar.
That's Christmas.
Oh, let's see. You know what, guys? I am going to be off the 22nd. The night of the 21st, I'm going to be sitting around, I think I might do a show on the 21st because I want to mark the 1 year countdown to disaster. I do. Because supposedly we're all going to die in a year, so I just want to mark that event and say, we're all going to die in a year. Do whatever the hell you want for a year. And after that, I mean, we'll do that show. So if you're around on Wednesday night, you want to be part of our upcoming World Disaster Special on the 21st.
Yeah, I'll be around on the 21st.
All right, we'll do it on the 21st. I am going to do a World Disaster Special Christmas extravaganza. I don't know how else to say it. Well, if only Kathy had stayed for the show, she would have known. She's gone now. So, Kathy, I know this is going to get back to you. Somehow, some way, those in my audience would never do such a thing, to tell Kathy she's been a miss. She's missed this wonderful brilliance. Captain Kirk here. So we will do that then. And we're going to have actually, I think I'll be able to squeeze in a few shows because I'm going to be off and I'll be able to get plenty of rest. So 21st and maybe the 23rd. And then we'll do a Christmas show. I do a Christmas show every year. I do a Christmas show.
Do you wear a hat?
What do you want me to wear as a hat? I'm going to wear a Mexican sombrero this year.
Okay.
And Merry Christmas! Hey! Yes. We have a margarita night.
Feliz Navidad and have a margarita
with you. I'm going to play Christmas music and get all soft and mushy on you guys. Plus, we'll have, I was thinking, actually. I was seriously thinking about trying to bring the Christmas spirit through. To do some Christmas spirit stuff and see what spirits will come through with messages for us about the challenges we've been through and where we're going. So I really think that that'll be a fun show. You know,
you should do that on the 21st to see what messages.
That's World Disaster Night. I'm sorry. We're all going to die in a year. So I want to know what, I'll tell you what, I'll do it on Christmas. I'll do it on the 23rd. We'll do a Christmas special on the 23rd. We generally have real light listeners on the 25th. It's just a few people listen. But I'll do it one on the 23rd, and then we'll do a kind of an evening show on the 25th. So I'll get off my butt and get that scheduled out. But yeah, we'll be on a little more than usual, so we'll definitely get to kind of make up for some lost time. So, my dear, it's good to have you show up here with us, Ms. Salsa.
Thank you. It's been great. I'm glad you're feeling better and glad you're back. And it was an incredible show tonight. I really enjoyed watching the benefits of the ovulus for Jenny and Chris. That was just incredible. As always, you both do an incredible job. So I've enjoyed it, it's a
actually,
great show.
Yeah, and thank you. And actually, I got to confess, Brenda actually did all the sound effects for that ovulus.
Yes, that was all me.
Yeah, it was all her.
That's a special talent that I have. Yeah.
I just hit the button. It's working. Carrie's saying, John, you lost it. Yes.
You
finally noticed. Somebody finally figured it out. Nancy, I see
you. The next time you have an ovulus, I can get on. But, I really, really enjoyed it. And, I'm really glad you're there. I wish your dad the best. And, I hope you have a great holiday, season. I will probably be gone for most of it. I have a senior that I have to look after, and my husband's just gotten into hospice. So, you know,
well,
I,
we will, I'll tell you what, the 21st will be on. So, you know, and we'll do ovulus that night. So we'll kind of make it an open night for kind of like tonight. We'll just go with whatever comes in. And I've got everything ready to go here. So, you know, definitely.
Well, it's great to have you back. And I'm excited. And Brenda, thanks. You really,
you're welcome.
Incredible. I, you know, I really enjoyed all of it.
Okay, guys. Well, guess what? We're on the final 30 seconds, so I'm going to run through real quick here. We've got Angel Scent, Carrie Whisper, Chips and Salsa, Deja Vu 2011, Deja Vu, Elmer, Scott Wise and his beer. He's also the king of beers. Gerber Daisy TM. We've got guest 12450178255281. You're all from France. Heart to Heart. Ah, I watched that show. Infinity Pathways, JB34, Mary Lou Who, Nancy Mum, Wilbur Gallover, Simon Swain, start of The Lasting Song Today, and Yowzer Yowzer, guest, two more guests. How'd you sneak in, you guys? Well, we got you. So here we go. Oh, we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done.
We're done. I didn't know what happened. But I know that we have all these people on. I'm going to put all the remaining callers online at the same time.
Oh,
because I can. It's Kelly Rivers, Stardove, and we got an 814 caller. I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you've been. But, by God, you're on my show.
Hello, hello.
Hello. You're all on at once. Speak all at once.
Hello.
You can find a book for yourself.
You're crazy, John.
Shall we sing?
Feliz Navidad.
Is that you, Jenny?
Yes, you should have sung on Wednesday.
It's wonderful to have you along. Welcome to my show. Oh, what do these buttons do? I don't know.
Hello, here before you hang up.
Oh dear God. What? Let's see. Were you all just listening in and I surprised you. And we left salsa. So I've got all of you. You're all in my clutches now. What do we do with you all?
I think you're channeling somebody, John.
Yes, you've got it. I don't know who, but he's from Hollywood. And yes, I'm getting there. Yes, the medication wore off a long time ago. And I'm channeling something. I don't know what yet, but
probably somebody to yell at me.
Somebody's going to yell at you. No, we would never yell at you. But we might hold you down.
You don't yell at me.
Oh, who all is here? I know we got Carrie. We know we got Salsa. And we've got Stardove.
Well, you're John, and I'm Brenda.
We have two spirits in the house, too.
Yeah.
But we have the two spirits.
Carrie.
One, Paula. Who are you?
Right,
where are you at?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. What can we do for you, Miss Pennsylvania?
Nothing. The last time I talked to you, he yelled at me.
Uh-oh.
From my uncle. From my uncle.
Oh, I yelled at your uncle?
No, my uncle yelled at you to yell at me.
Oh, okay. Well, still young.
No, easy. Whoa.
You were just delivering
actually,
the message.
He's actually drinking heavily now. He's wanting more whiskey. Okay. All right. We are completely we have just lost it, officially.
I want more whiskey. I'm the one that wants more whiskey.
That's good. You can take a shuttle flight out to Sacramento. We'll pick you up, and you know, you can stay here at the Broken Tree Ranch. We've got whiskey, okay? We'll have you on the show. Treat you like a queen, and we'll take good care of you, and you can ride my Mustang.
Oh.
But Carrie gets the shotgun seat. Brenda gets the other shotgun seat.
The other shotgun seat.
Bet you figure out that we can do that, right?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you figure that out. Yes.
No.
It's a really big Mustang. Okay.
You don't know my driving.
What's that?
You don't know my driving.
No.
Oh,
that sounds scary. We'll give you
Someone else can drive for you, Tom?
What's that?
someone else going to drive for you, John?
I think it might be a requirement at this point. I've completely lost control of everything, you know, and it's just wonderful. You know what? It's just so good to be back in front of this microphone. I just went crazy. I don't know. I've been on like full throttle the whole night, and I just couldn't wait for the end just so I could get crazy with the you know, and just start punching buttons. So I've got all of you here. It's good to have you all here. Welcome to welcome to the madness that is me.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And Brenda is just nuts. If you think I'm nuts, look at Brenda. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's sitting here. She's sitting here going, "How do I get up with it? I got to get away from this man. He's lost it." I'll slip something into his drink. Okay, yeah. All right. Actually, we almost had another disaster with water in the studio pre-show.
Yeah.
I come in with I brought a big cup of water, and it was a big cup, so I wouldn't spill it. I set it down next to the mixer, and water spilled out. And I'm like, So I set it way over. I haven't had any water, so I'm gonna grab my water.
Oh wow!
Do you have a lid? Oh, your skirt is coming.
It's okay now. I'm better now. It's got whiskey in it. Okay.
It doesn't.
I don't know
about what the problem's been tonight.
It's that time now.
Yeah.
I had my medication. I feel better now. I'm talking like probably a good month ago, right? He's going
to
so
I have to go, so you have a good one. I've got to go give my husband his meds. But you guys have a great time. It's been awesome. Thanks for being there, John.
We love you.
And everybody else, adios.
Night, Chips.
All right, night.
Night,
Chips.
All right. We'll hold it. We'll hold the spot for you. Okay. At least three of us left now. Four. Five of us. What are we going to do? We're going to party.
We can play Yahtzee.
Oh. Where did you come up with that?
I don't know.
You've proven to me that you can outdo me any day of the week. That just snapped me right out of it. I'm going, what? Nazi? Okay.
We won't tell anyone. Don't worry.
Strip Yahtzee. No.
You added that.
Yahtzee! Oh, another article of clothing. Okay.
And why did the mind lab just turn red?
It did. It turned red.
The tree! Oh, my God!
I'm getting out my Harry Potter wand.
Are you?
I actually have a wand here in the studio. It's actually a magic wand. It was funny. I had Karen Bergman here. She flew out, or she drove out, spent some time here with us, and she came in studio, and she was sitting in the chair of honor. And I set this thing out because the end of it falls off because it's not glued on. So I set it out there, and I trapped her, man. I had it laying there, and she couldn't resist. She reached out and pulled it out, and it fell off. The end fell off, and she goes, oh, my God. And I'm just sitting there laughing at her going, I got your ass. And she looks at me and she goes, oh, you bastard. And I'm like, yep, sure. Anyway, so, I mean, this place is full of surprises, you know. Brenda's picking it up. You risked to touch my wand.
I'm touching your wand.
Oh, goodness.
My wand.
Go up in there.
Yes, I'm like Harry Potter. Yes, I know.
Yes.
He who must not be named has the twin to that wand, yes. I'm watching Harry Potter DVDs. I just got those, you know. I'm on the fourth one now.
The fourth.
You were right. I mean, the first two were like, and the rest are all dark.
Yeah.
And it's all about, you know, getting them to the end. Although, I heard that Harry falls in love with that redheaded girl.
Hermione?
No. The Beasley.
Oh, that one.
Sister, in love with her. She's kind of hot. She's cute in this English way that just, I don't know.
She's a redhead, that's all.
God, I mean, they don't pick them, though. I mean, never mind. Anyway. I'm sorry. It's a Friday. No, it's Saturday. No, it's Sunday.
It's Saturday night.
No, I've lost track of time. I'm losing
Monday
it.
Morning.
Somewhere, and then in the world, somewhere out there, Carrie's in another time zone completely. Yes. I don't even know what day it is in South Africa. It could be Thursday. She might be in the future. We might be the only link to the past.
We are
in the past. Wait a minute. We're a time machine for Carrie.
On the 21st, when you do that world disaster show, she can call in and let you know what happened.
If we're still here.
So is that what it's going to happen? The world disaster is going to happen now?
Carrie, you've got to get to the United States. We'll save you. You'll get a few more hours. please just get away from there. You can't stay there. There'll be sharks.
Yeah, she has summer there.
What's that?
She's having summer there.
Yeah.
I've got like 3 inches of snow. She has summer.
Yeah, it's 28 degrees here. You know.
Oh, Lord.
Kabuki's off out here in California. Yeah. A land of eternal sunshine. BS. We get cold in Northern California.
Yeah. We're warmer than you because we're 30.
Now we're 42.
Well, 42.
Oh, 42, warm.
42 is the answer.
Okay, well, that's our centigrade temperature.
Yeah, well, you know, what I really resent is people in Los Angeles walking around, you know, and it's 72 degrees on Christmas Day. You know, although I did spend her Christmas in Hawaii 1 year. It was the best thing ever. 81 degrees on South Kihei Beach. And I called my sister in Colorado. What's the temperature there?
How are you doing?
Oh, it's 30 degrees below zero. Oh, it's 81 degrees here.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Fuck you.
I was out, you know. Then I called her later. Oh, I went diving. The water was really warm and everything was great. Of course, I also, that day, I was out diving and I ended up in the water with sharks. That was cool.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked out. Well, no, the shark got close to me. I had a reef shark checking me out and he was pretty pissed.
Really?
He arched his back and I realized, maybe I'm in his territory or maybe, I don't know what it is he doesn't like about me, but I'm out of here. And I got back. Yeah, it was actually not Christmas Day. It was like the day after we did a tour. And there's like this little crescent-shaped island outside of, in the bay outside of South Kihei. And everybody goes to that, you know, all the tour boats. So I took a, you know, I went, you know, bought a pass to go on there for the day and I'm not diving in that. And next thing I know, you know, I'm diving freaking sharks. And the rest of the group's out there. There's all these other, you know, neat fish and I'm out checking out, things with teeth that can tear my leg off, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just in the boat. Nope. I don't do things that are going to reach up and grab my ass while I'm getting back in the boat. I just don't do that. No. This medium ain't going to die just yet. I've got people to read. Not one of them yet. You're going to work. Yes.
I'm scared of water, so I'm sure I wouldn't make it with a shark. Yeah. I would drown.
I've caught sharks. I caught sharks in Washington State. I caught dogfish, is a sort of form of shark.
I dissected one of those once in a science class.
We got to control of mankind, right?
In a biology class.
Was that with a fishing pole or your hand?
I caught it with a fishing pole, but it was funny.
Okay,
my grandpa.
But with his bare hands.
Yeah,
I'm
from Texas. I was up fishing. We were fishing in these bays and tributaries just outside of Seattle, at Hadlock Bay, and my grandfather had a property right there, and so we were out on his boat, and we were catching flounder. And all these different, you know, different interesting, strange-looking fish. And all of a sudden, I get this really big pull, and I'm pulling up.
So everyone
and I got a three
flounder. You catch.
I caught a friggin' shark, and I'm going, shark, dude, what do I do? And he's like, pull it up, and he pulls it up, and I'm going, what do you do? Let it go? And he goes, no, I'm killing it. Bam! He hits me in the head.
Man.
I'm like going, what the hell? I said, it wasn't doing anything to you, and he's like going. they're trash fish. We get rid of these. And he grabs it off the hook and throws it in the water, and it's like swimming around in circles going, oh, I'm hitting the head. And I'm going, oh. There was nothing wrong with it. It had a role in the economy, you know, ecology of everything. He goes, now it's fish food. And I'm like going, thanks, Gramps. You know,
the
I mean,
role of life.
Yeah, he was, now it's fish. Now it's fish food. Oh, God. You know, it's got a role in the economy, ecology. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Gramps. I did catch flounder, though. I have to admit. I mean, I didn't just catch shark. And I caught ratfish. I swear to God, they catch these fish.
I think I've seen one of those in a jar at the aquarium in San Francisco.
But here's the killer thing with them: when you boil them, and you can actually reduce them down to kind of an oil. They'll actually break apart, and they use this oil. It's better than machine oil. And I actually got some. My grandfather took me some. I swear to God, this stuff is the best. I mean, I had it for years.
Rat
I'd like
fish
to get,
oil.
This oil is the best stuff for machinery ever. It's made out of rat fish. Go figure. You learn something new on my program every day, don't you?
Yeah.
There
you go. I'm going to have to learn to fish.
I want some rat fish oil for Christmas, okay? Somebody send me rat fish.
Go fishing.
There's not rat fish out there in South Africa. We know.
I could come up with some rat poop.
No. Don't be rotting fish, please. No. I didn't say that. Don't be rotting fish for John. No, that would be bad. Oh, God, the smell. No. Get it away. What have I done? Yeah. So anyway, I'm starting to lose it here.
Starting to it.
Yeah.
Yes, the process is a slow degradation into the binding arms of hell, but I have succeeded in evading it for one more night. And as long as I stay insane, everything will be just fine.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's good to know that I've got... are you all with me? Are you with me? Are we all insane?
Oh, yeah.
We all are.
I have in everything.
Well, Dan, I just think that we've accomplished our mission here tonight, ladies and germs. I have no clue. But ladies and germs, yes. Where did I hear that? It was
John is channeling his own thoughts.
You know what it was? Data. Yeah. Remember Data on Star Trek when he was trying to do comedy? And ladies and germs, and he's trying to tell jokes, and they're all sucking really bad. And everybody's looking at him, why are you doing this? You're a friggin' android. You don't have a sense of humor. And he's just like repeating these jokes because he's trying to grow, you know, emotions. Unfortunately, in my case, it went too far. I don't know. Okay, somebody read me. I need somebody to read me. I haven't read. I can't read myself.
The last time I did a reading for you, you sat in the massage chair and.
Yeah, I was in the massage chair and I had it on the thump mode where it was hitting my back and I'm going. I am fine. How are you? I feel great. How are you? I should do a show from here.
So somebody else could
No. I mean, I
think Carrie should do your reading.
Yeah, Carrie should do my reading.
Carrie.
Yeah, okay. Carrie, do the reading.
Okay, your name is John. That's it.
I need to know the answers to what's happening in my immediate future. Can you tell me?
I'll get back to you on that.
Whatever comes in. Okay, I'm serious. Somebody read me, man, because I need to be read. I can't read myself, man. I can read other people, but I can't read my freaking self. I don't know.
I see you doing a lot of shows on BTR.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. How'd you go?
I see you driving the Stag.
2012 is going to still be on the planet. because we're not going anywhere.
So you just took your first mediumship class, huh? Okay.
And more shows.
Okay, Church is completely wigging it over there. Somebody, listen very carefully, because occasionally she's torturing her birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No way. That's my
cat. She tortures birds. Yeah, my old boss used to have a couple of, I'm not sure what they call them. They look like a parrot, but they're not. What are the different, cockatoo, I think. Yeah, cockatoos.
Cockatoos.
And he had this one bird that had a bad, it kind of got naughty, and he would spank it. And so he'd be on the phone with me, we'd be talking business, and the bird would come up and bite him or something, and he'd grab the bird and he'd spank it. He'd be going, ew, ew, ew. And he's like, and it would say, no, no, no. And the bird would be saying, no, no. And you're like, what is he doing to this bird? Oh, my God. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there, and then he expects me to be serious with him when I get to work, you know. I mean, I'll fly, because he was in Southern California, and I'd fly down to Azusa, and I'd see him, and I'd be going, well, the whole time I'm looking at him and going, my boss spanks birds.
Spanks birds.
He's insane. Yeah, and he was like, you know, he was almost never serious. So it was the best boss in the world. We had a lot of fun. Yeah. Yeah, he would buy me toys. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool while it lasted. Now I've got all these serious people. Although my current boss is pretty cool. He flies fighter planes. I got to fly out with him. I threw up only at the end. I pulled 3.4 G's and I did great. And by the time we got down, he did a 60-degree bank in this Chinese commie fighter plane we were in, CJ-6, and we line up on the runway. I actually have the audio of this. It's terrible. And I'm in the back, and we just start to touch down the runway, and I'm going, oh God. And he was so proud of me, because he was like, you know, usually everybody throws up over the back of the cockpit, and I had the bag, my mouth wrapped around it, and I got all this stuff, and by the time we got to the end of the runway, I was fine. And it's like, and we get out, and I've got the money little bag, and I'm going, see, I held it. And I actually made it down to the ground before I threw up, so I was very proud of myself.
Oh, well done, John.
Well, you try going up in a fighter trainer, and he pulls, you know, you go straight up at full throttle. We end up at like 5,500 feet. He pulls back hard on the stick, pulls the engine, back. We start to invert. I'm looking straight down now at 5,500 feet down is nothing but fields that we're heading towards. He goes into a full dive, and then we start pulling out at about, I think, 3,200 to 3,000 feet. We pull into a positive G, and I'm being punched into the seat at 3.4 Gs. And, I mean, I could feel the blood beating my head, and I'm going, it's like you just turn into this. You just start collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest thing. I mean, I you know, and it's funny, a month and a half later, I was in the hospital having my gallbladder surgery. I wonder if...
what was that?
I wonder if... That sucker jarred my damn... That's what he did. He jammed my gallbladder.
He inflamed your gallbladder.
It was my boss's fault.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to him about that. Actually, it's kind of cool. Right. I actually ended up with... You know what? The other thing I hated... They took that thing out, and I had all these little gallstones, and I wanted to have them as a little bag, you know, I could collect, shake in front of people. It's my stone.
Like
I'm shaking my stones.
Like a mojo bag.
Yeah, I have my mojo bag. They came from me. Got my stones. I lost me marbles. I lost me marbles. They took them away.
Totally.
I kept me marbles.
My grandma got to keep her stones.
I know. What color?
They were kind of a grayish color.
I would have colored mine.
They did. Why did they let you keep them?
I don't know. I just didn't ask.
Maybe they had to blast.
What's that?
Maybe they had to blast them. I'm sorry. Chop them up.
She's saying blast. I said they maybe had to test them.
They probably tested them, you know. But they probably were just. They probably just are really ugly. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen them. I'm gonna have to Google that. But yeah, well, I mean, I was so whacked out by the time I got in there. I mean, they gave me this shot. I mean, I went in and I was like, I have never had an elective, you know, a mandatory surgery because my life was on the line. I was literally dying when they brought me in because it was infected, and they were worried that this was going to be a real problem. So I was moved to the head of the line. And taken right in, you know, and they take me in, and I go in that morning, and I'm like death warmed over, and I'm all freaked out too. I'm like, this really sucks, man. I don't want to do the surgery. Oh God, dude. And so they get me in, and the nurse comes up and says, "Are you scared, hon?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm scared. Okay, I'm cool. I can handle it, but yeah, I'm freaked out." So they give me the shot, you know, and they give me the shot of this stuff, and I started really relaxing, and then they came back and they said, "We're going to give you Valium now. You're not going to remember too much." I remember being wheeled into this really beautiful technical room, and I started asking questions, and the next thing you know, I have this beautiful woman who comes up to me, and she says, "It's time to wake up. All better. All done. All done. All done." I just got here. Where are we? And I'm being wheeled down this hallway, and I see lights flashing by, and I'm going, "Where am I?" "Oh, we're going up to your room. You're done." No, we just got here.
Yeah.
No, we just started. You know, I wanted to talk to you guys. And then the next thing I know, I'm calling Kathy on my phone. I called Kathy from my phone from my bed, and I'm going, I'm done. I lived. I made it through.
How do you get knocked out for surgery?
That to my head. It was they gave me Valium. They injected me. They told me everything that was going to happen, and I said okay. And my mother was there. You know, my dad was outside, freaked out. You know, he's going, "Leave my son." And so you know, and they had a staffer sitting with him while mom was in with me. And she's like, "Mom's looking at me, going, you're going to get through this fine." And I'm like, yeah, right. You're not the one that's getting everything cut out of you. And then my surgeon comes in, and Dr. Locke, and he comes in and he's going, "How are you doing today?" I'm going, "Well, you know, I've been better." And he asked me if I had any questions. And I says, "I only have one thing I want to ask you to do for me." And he goes, "What's that?" And I said, at first he asked me, "Oh, by the way, you've got that hernia. Do you want that repaired?" And I go, "Oh, a two-for-one special." And I said, "Yes, of course, you know, do the fix." So he showed me what they were going to put in me, this Teflon mesh thing. And then, you know, then he says, "Any other questions, anything I can do for you?" I says, "Yes." And he goes, "What?" And I says, "You're going to make this the best damn surgery." No, I said, "You're going to make this the best goddamn surgery you ever did." Starts to laugh, and I'm going, "I'm not kidding. You're going to do the best surgery you've ever done. Because I'm coming out of this, right?" He said, "No one's ever," and I remember that. He goes, that right after that, they gave me the shot for the Valium, but he looks at me and says, "Nobody's ever asked me that before." And I'm going, "Oh, I'm your first. You really need to do this right. I got a lot of it." Oh man, that was a fun day. I got a lot of drugs.
Never, ever.
Oh yeah. I mean, you guys have been in surgery. I mean, have you?
I have.
I haven't.
You haven't been in surgery?
No, never.
Oh dear God, the joy of the different stuff they give you. They would come in after I got back in, I would just start to hurt a little bit, and I'd hit the button, and the nurse would go, "Do you want pain medication?" "Oh, yeah. What do you got?"
They give me pain medication.
Hey, wow. I like the hospital. It's a fun place. They're giving me ice cream, and I'm just like, And then the next day, I got to go home. They kicked me out of my favorite place in the world.
they never kick me out.
What they do?
I demand that I leave.
Oh,
listen,
I was so happy
to hear.
What? Why did they? Why did you want to leave that warm, fuzzy place?
I didn't want to be there.
Oh.
I wanted to be at home. They say don't lift anything. I say okay. They walk out the door. I start throwing my suitcase on the bed and throwing stuff in it, and I'm headed out the door.
What did they do? What was your surgery?
C-sections.
Oh my God! So you basically had the same thing I did. I mean, I felt like I'd had somebody, you know, basically It felt like somebody really just did a number on my stomach and ran over me about six times. You know, once the pain started hitting, mm-hmm. and then they had me on Vicodin. And oh dear God! I mean, just to get out of bed. I mean, when I got home, I remember some of the trip home. And my mother, you know, my mother was having to do everything. And you know, my poor mother. I mean, she's this tiny little woman, and she's just like, here she is. She's got my dad sick, and then she's got me recovering from surgery. She's having to do everything on the ranch, and I couldn't do anything for 6-7 weeks. Mm-hmm. I couldn't live. They had me on a weight restriction. But the day I got home, I remember she got me in the bedroom.
You talked to me on the phone that day.
I talked to you. What did I say to you? Was I civil?
You were fine.
Yeah.
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 A little groggy, but.
Yeah, but then I remember the first time I had to get out of bed and my stomach was doing the rotunda shuffle because it was like, it was making gurgling noises, the strangest stuff going on after you have that surgery.
And did they staple you?
Did they what?
Did they staple you shut?
No, I had all these little punch. They used four different long rods that they did all the surgical work through.
Uh-huh.
So I had four ports, they called them, and one uh-huh. in my belly button. And I still uh-huh. have this little scar thing. I have a little smile on my belly button. Still, to this day, I get a little smile. I get a little smiley face. Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cute. But, you know, they had another puncture just below my center of my chest, and then two on the side.
So they went in laparoscopic.
Yeah, that was laparoscopic.
Yeah.
And it took about 6 months for those three ports to really close up good. And now you can't even see. There's just a teeny little scar for each one. You know, but the belly button one, man, is cool. I've got a smile.
The last one that they did on me, I came home with staples.
Oh, they staple you these days.
And my oldest son took me up to get them out.
Yeah.
And you can't stand up straight or anything when you have the staples in.
Yikes.
He lived on a back road. He's going to drive up the road.
Mm.
I'm there, Brelly. Brelly, please slow down. Please slow down, Brelly. Why? Tell me when to get there. I'm going to get back home.
Oh, gosh. My son.
I remember my poor mother. She had a surgery that was really... She broke her neck here on the property. She broke her neck. And it saved her life. It was the strangest thing in the world. She was sitting in the garden, and I have a feeling the spirit world had something to do with this. She was sitting in the garden, and there was a post behind her that was kind of wobbly. And
uh-huh.
she was behind she had it to her back, and it fell exactly and hit her on the neck and broke a vertebrae in her neck. She laid out there for 3 hours. No one found her. She finally decided that what she would do is she managed to kick the post off of her. She got up and managed to hold her head, and she walked back to the house.
She is such a tough lady.
Now here's the killer thing: when they went in to do the surgery, because they thought it was just going to be a standard surgery, and her general practitioner had always wanted to operate with this one doctor that was chosen to be working on my mom. So my mom requested that the GP assist. So he said, oh, sure. And so it was one of his, he was so thankful to my mother. Well, they, you know, here it is. I mean, all these people who really care about my mother are operating on her. And they open up her neck, and this vertebrae is, of course, broken. And when they pull it apart, they find a very invasive malignant-type tumor. It was on the verge of becoming malignant, and it was aggressive.
Oh, wow.
And they're sitting there, and they're going, oh, crap, what do we do now? I mean, they're committed. They got to deal with this. So they're trying to tease this thing out, and it's a spiraling thing that goes around the spinal cord. So they're, like, fighting to keep her going, and they ended up doing this. They had this one nerve that was going to be impinged if they did, because they were pulling on it, and they had to figure out. This nerve was compressed, and they were trying to figure out, well, what do we do? We got to move this out of the way, and we can't. If we touch it, she's going to lose functionality. If we do anything to this, we're going to screw it up. Well, they're standing there talking about it, and
and they still had to get to this last bit of tumor. And it's in the way, and they had no way to deal. There was no good way to deal with this. And it's almost as if she was subconsciously listening and spirit world was in on this. All of a sudden, this nerve just pops right out of the way. It just popped out of the way. It was like a friggin' miracle. They're all looking at each other like, what the frig just happened? And it was perfectly positioned now that they could get in, and they finished the last bit. Because it had every last piece of this thing had to come out. And they pull it out, and you know, they got the whole thing. And and if it hadn't, I mean, all these unlikely events, she had to have a broken neck in exactly the place where this thing was at for this thing
to
save her life.
Wow.
And so, I mean, and the reason I remember this is because, you know, you mentioned the drive home. You know, I picked her up at the hospital in my Camaro, which is not known for being a very, very wonderful ride. It kind of got, I had really hard shocks on it. I mean, I told Mom, I'm going to take you home like you're on a flying carpet, Mom. And I drove like 50 miles an hour on Highway 50, just, and I took I was watching for any bumps. I got her home, and we went on country roads and everything, and I drove like 20 miles an hour or 15 at spots, got her home, got her in the house, and she's going, "You didn't hit a thing," and she didn't feel any pain, and they had her all packed up, you know, she couldn't. I mean, it was just the slightest twinge would have made her move. So I remembered that when you said that. So the bottom line is, next time you have that happen, have me drive for you.
Okay.
I'll fly out.
You'll fly. I'm not driving. I'm not having any more surgery.
Side and the crap out of him. You will not do that to your mother. You will take care of your mom. You'll drive slower. You don't do that. So, but isn't that a miracle? Isn't that a
that
miracle
is.
That
is. That is. That is.
Yeah, I mean, it really, I'm not kidding you guys, it really happened that way, and it should have killed her. I mean, and all these things were going against her. I mean, we would have lost her, and now she's a walking friggin' miracle, you know. I mean, I could tell you stories, but, well, hey guys, you know what, we have been on for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
It's after 2
here.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock here.
Beer?
Well, and I have to get up at 5.
Oh, you get beer?
So.
Why don't you get beer? Oh, 3 o'clock and you got beer. Okay. Well, we'll fly out.
No,
got 3 hours to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, you have 3 hours to sleep. Okay, I'm just thinking about beer. Okay.
You want beer? I even finished my Jack off last night, so I don't have nothing.
I'm not going to go there. I'm not going there. I swear. I will not. I will not stick that in 10-foot pole. Yes, I will. No, evil John. Come on, do it. Enjoy, John. It's going to be really scary. That evil John is going to punch. She opened the door.
I have to learn to watch what I say.
Okay.
We all do.
What?
Yeah, but I do it all the time, even in the chat rooms.
We love you. But we love it, don't you? I don't know Jack, so I'll leave that up.
So you're doing a show tomorrow night too, right?
What's that?
You said a show tomorrow night too, right?
You've got the show tomorrow night, and I'll be announcing the schedules for our End of the World special and all the other wonderful things we're going to do. Just be ready for the coming year when we all are going to die on December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
Christmas is going to
be 2012.
Well, actually, it might be really easy. We might not have to buy gifts.
Actually,
you know.
I'm doing Christmas on the 20th. I'm going to be sure. I'm opening all my shit up and going, "All right, man. I got my loot. I don't care. I can die now."
You got your survival kit. You're good to go.
That's right. But actually, what we want is my audience. We'll have a group hug before before the meteorite hits or whatever the hell it is. I don't know what it is. Somehow, I think we're going to all live through that day.
I think we all are too.
But it's going to be a great marketing thing.
Oh,
End of
yeah.
the World special.
Absolutely.
On GRI, Soul Train. Be there.
And you'll give everybody their last greeting.
What's that?
You can give everybody a group last greeting.
That's it. We'll have a group last reading.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're on the other side.
You're asking why.
on the other side, man. We'll all be going, where's the party? Tinder, that's what the
No, you're all survived.
I just need a bathtub.
Good night, and I will see you guys tomorrow night.
Okay, we'll be back.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
All right.
Bye.
Night night.
It was a great show.
Oh, it was. It was a grape show too.
It was
a show.
Yeah, we need grapes.
Okay.
We need wine.
It's
okay.
Slightly drunk in parts.
What? You said somebody farted?
No, it's your ears.
Your God. I didn't cut the cheese. Oh no. Oh, that's not good. This is why you keep matching around. I got to tell you, you've done me a great favor. You have made me laugh. I have not laughed this much in a while. So,
okay.
You just made me. I needed to uncork that genie out of my head and get all this out. And it, honestly, seriously, I just thank you for coming out and hanging out with me tonight. It's been the best. Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you, Stardo. Thank you, Carrie.
Yes, it was great.
Okay.
It really was. So, it was my first experience hearing the obelisk, so that was quite amazing.
Was it good for you, too? Was it gentle? Your first obelisk experience, I wanted to make it special.
It was very special.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Hey, that sounds good. Yeah,
all right. So much I can teach you.
I did my first 30-minute free show right before yours, and Terry had offered, Bright had offered to go into another 30 minutes, and I'm like, no, John's on. We need to go over to John's show.
What is your show? So we can give a little free spot to it.
I don't even have another one scheduled. I just set up the channel and did one tonight, you know, the 30-minute free thing. Startup.
Okay. So it's the Startup channel. A Startup channel.
Be
there or be square. We've got doves everywhere. Look at the stars. We got Startups. All right.
Startup wonder. Like, you know, what do you wonder about? And that's probably... That's the name of it, Startups Wonder.
Okay,
okay.
Startups Wonder. Yeah. Check that out on BTR, and it'll be kind of an ad hoc thing until you come up with your schedule.
Yeah, it's
okay.
There's some of us had bounced around, you know, like doing some 30 minutes back-to-back, and so I went ahead and set it up, and we'll see what happens. But, yeah, I had, like, 19 in my room, which I thought was pretty good for the first show. So, and 30 minutes got... quickly.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you go to do it, just Facebook me. I'll mention it. You know, I mean, everybody. Hell, we'll help you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just go click on my profile and follow me, and maybe I'll set up another one.
Okay.
But as far as the reading, the only thing that came through was the name Edward. For you, John.
What?
Edward.
Yeah. Yeah, I know an Edward. As a matter of fact, it's funny. I was just thinking about Ed. Can you give me anything more?
No. I mean, you know, you ask, and the name Edward popped into my head, and I don't know. I was sensing an uncle, actually, but
he was like an uncle to us, and he was actually somebody that worked with my father, and he passed this year, and he was a chemist. And did a lot of advanced propulsion research, and he passed from he had lung troubles just like my father did or does at this point. I have a feeling he's going to be around to be with my father.
Was it cancer or some other type of lung thing?
It was I think he had cancer at the end from another, but he had all these terrible lung troubles. And in the final 10 years of his life, he was spending a lot of time near the ocean because he needed pure air
and the only place he could get it was to be right at the coastline with all that high oxygenation.
Yeah.
And the fresh air coming off the ocean.
Well,
did it a world of good. So.
Yeah, I did sense cancer, but then you know maybe pulmonary fibrosis, but it was more. I was sensing more cancer, and so anyway, I didn't give that to you a while ago, but now that things
it's
have quieted
that you
down.
Brought up, yeah, it's funny because the pulmonary fibrosis is my father.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's got fibrosis.
Okay.
He's in, yeah, and he's in the final part of that whole thing. So
okay.
That's why, you know, so that's what we've been going through, you know. But I have a feeling Ed's around. You know, Ed's
yeah.
just going to keep it. Yeah.
Well, good,
okay.
good. I'm glad he came through because I did. I kind of just, you know, like did my little quickie prayer and boom, Edward popped up. And like I said, it did feel like an uncle, but or he. I guess it is a very nice thing to call him. But anyway, so
before
we got off the air, I wanted to go ahead and give you that. So, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
all
good
right.
deal. Good deal. I'll be
all
tuning
right.
in. Okay, y'all
cool.
have a good night. I really did enjoy the show and the after
hey,
hour.
Thanks. All right, you're welcome. Yeah, you got to hang out with the real posse, didn't you?
All right,
you got to be a pirate.
I liked all that channeling you were doing.
I'll show you some more ovulus tricks.
Yeah, I want to call in and get an ovulus reading for sure. So whenever you're doing that again.
I'll be on tomorrow. So I'll be ready. Yeah, we'll do it again.
Okay, what time, you know? I know you're 2 hours.
8 o'clock Pacific time, yes. Oi.
8 Pacific, so like 6 my time probably.
Yeah, and
cool.
And you'll have what else is there? Actually, where are you at?
I'm Texas.
Oh, you're Texas. That would be 10 your time.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, it's late.
Unless you're
spinning
the other way, which you did. that would fall into my end of the world special, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. I got it.
Better because I am a night owl.
Yeah, if it's
okay.
spinning the other way, we'll carry us off, and then, oh,
well,
dear God.
I follow you, so I'll get the email, okay?
Okay. All right. You got it, my friend.
Okay. Namaste, and y'all have a great night.
You too.
Okay. Night-night.
All right. Carrie, we love you.
Love you, too, over here. Me and my Carrie.
I'm tired.
Carrie's tired.
Carrie's
too.
Very tired.
She has sleepy eyes.
Oh.
I'm so tired. Must sleep.
No, it's just gone.
It's okay. It's the end of the show. The show is sponsored by Sleepy's Pills. Yes,
Sleepy's.
Somnix. You can just count small, little, medium people who will help you go to sleep. Beings from the other side, small astral people, you too will sleep in the southern hemisphere where it's summer while we freeze our asses off here. Ah, yes.
There goes my Skype. Refreshing. Oh, there we go. Here, I'm back.
Say hello
right,
louder. Say hello louder. I kept saying hello to you. He's just going...
Her cat
is... Yeah, I speak their language. Let's say, I love tuna. I love chicken. Dr. Evil here. Yes. Look what you've done to Mr. Bigglesworth.
He turned into another cat.
Dr. Evil, we had no way of knowing. Silence! I will not tolerate failure. Okay.
Well, before you two get booted off BTR.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a Dr. Evil. I'll have a Dr. Evil mediumship night. That's it.
Dr. Evil mediumship.
Dr. Evil is going to read people, yes.
All right.
Silence! I'm going to read you. Silence! All right, my
See?
Friend.
Open
We're starting to lose it here. We got just a few more minutes. This is we're all fading here, man. We're still dark here. I know in South Africa you have six different suns, but
six different suns.
Got one here. So we're going to have to go to sleep, you know. But we love you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man.
I'll see you later. This is Bill Clinton. Hi, how you doing? Want to see the White House?
Hey, this is Hillary. This is Jacob Zuma.
America's best, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me all your money. I'm corrupt.
just keep the desk. You know, never, we won't go there. No. All right, we'll go there.
Think about Jack that way.
Oh, Jack's back. Okay, we'll leave Jack alone. Yeah. That was like an open. That was a wild one.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
We'll leave that
yeah.
I did bring up the bathtub though.
Yeah, you did.
I could not resist.
Yeah, you did.
It was my mission.
Yeah.
I was a mission from God.
Uh huh.
Brenda liked it though. It was funny. She got right off too.
Yeah.
I noticed you disappeared.
Well, hey, I am going to call this party to an official. I'm drunk now. This is an official stop to the party.
Drunk.
We were really drunk ourselves under the table this time. And I'll do more mediumship and end the world special. That's cool. Okay, can you carry me home, Brenda?
Just carry you home. You are home.
I am home. Yes. You have to. I'll carry you home to your car.
No, will you?
We'll build a fire in the dash.
Okay.
I will leave you to each other's capable hands.
Thank you very much. It was fun. Very good to be here.
See you on Facebook.
Okay. See you later. This is Soul Scream.
Good night, Gary.
Good night.
And we've taken them all out. It's you and me left. What are we going to do now for fun and entertainment?
Wow.
All right, so I am going to...
We still have people in the chat room.
We have people in the chat room, and they cannot hear a friggin' thing we're doing. Let's see. We've got... I think we should do something wicked.
Something wicked.
You should do something wicked this way, comes. Yes. So this is Soul Stream, John and Brenda. Brenda and John. John and Brenda. Brenda and John. And we are going to sign off. What a wonderful show. We've gone a little bit over. We went a lot over. But we had a great time. We ran almost 3 hours here. Carrie Whispers out there, Scott Wise, Guest 178, Heart 2, 2 Heart, and Mary Lou Who is out there in the chat room. I'm going to kill the chat. Death to the chat. Die, chat, die. Is there reincarnation? Yes, we can prove it. The chats will be back. So we will be on tomorrow, and then we have our end of the world, December 21st, 20...
Prequel.
12 prequel. The countdown to death. The countdown to the end. I'm going to start the countdown. We're going to count down the days till disaster strikes when Al Gore won't be able to cope because global warming will come to an end because it will all be done. Ha! We win. See, we got away with it. We could heat up the earth and Gisto get away with it. See? I told you. Something else is going to take us out. So I will do that, and we'll have get ready for a really Merry Christmas and all that. So, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
High five. We did it. All right. So let's do the music and sign off, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. This is Soul Stream, John Almada, Brenda Orr, signing off.
Good night.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com.
I got that. Good job.